It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I want a gyro and I want to marry Britney Spears.
Matt.
Big blowjob and a Diet Coke.
Steve.
I want a funnel cake and a fat trick just as a clown.
And Kevin.
Yes.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Blah, 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 blah. Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Derek.
I didn't feel like waiting.
Me neither.
We're late.
Beethoven, or as he was known in Bill and Ted.
We're pregnant.
Beethoven.
Beethoven. How's that new Bill and Ted movie coming along?
What Bill and
nothing.
Ted movie?
Nothing?
I've heard nothing.
I heard they're both on board. Keanu and
isn't
the blonde guy.
Alex Winter a big bloated mess now?
Garth?
Is that his name?
Yeah, Alex Winter.
Believe it or not, he's free to do it.
Oh, he's not doing anything?
No, he's not busy.
Well, no, where Keanu exploded in acting,
yeah.
Alex Winter went to producing.
Sure he did.
Fucking Gumby.
Yeah, same thing with Chunk from the Goonies.
Yeah.
The Goonads.
Yeah.
You tell me you ever seen the movie Freaked?
Yes, I have.
That's fucking genius.
That's right. That was him in there.
Yeah.
I forget.
Yeah.
And the whole time you think he's all mutated, and at the end there's a plant behind him.
A big cactus.
Yeah, a cactus or something.
Are you broadcasting live right now?
I am.
Of course we fucking are.
That's the
picture. On CWERadio.com.
So I'm going to go ahead and run us on
the Ustream.
CW. But that was the picture I put up on Facebook of the little redhead kid from the movie.
And is that what that was?
And I jokingly said it was Brian Shapiro.
That's right.
The scene from the airplane where he's trying to go into the bathroom while Alex Winter's in there and they slam the door in his face.
That was a good movie.
It's a great movie.
That was a good movie.
What was that one with Dan Aykroyd where he was all done up gross? I think Demi Moore was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
He had, like, the shaved
head. Was, like, all old and, like, his fingers were falling off.
Trading Places.
No.
Oh.
That was Richard Pryor.
Perfect Strangers.
All right, obviously. You know what I'm talking about.
Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, good. That's it.
Yeah.
Viva. I think we should let everyone know that's listening that we are in a new location.
Oh, yeah. Oh, anyway, we're the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is a website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
I hate production.
Yeah, Matt's very angry over there. We have Kevin.
Beethoven.
Ooh. And we have Steve, who's screening phone calls.
Matt's gay. All right. Matt's not wearing a headset. He's big for production. Okay. And
but I can still hear
him. Oh, shit. How are you hearing me?
Because you're within arm's reach.
Yes. No. We have, like...
Because sound travels at 740 miles per hour.
Matipedia. Segway.
Even that other whisper.
Segway.
So now I don't know if you're talking about the vehicle or the transition.
No, I'm talking about transition because something else apparently is going to try to travel 740 miles per hour. Steve told me about it last night.
What is that?
Is it jizz?
Well, apparently NASA says that within the next 10 years, they could create something that you may have heard before called warp speed.
What?
That's what I heard. Well, but Obama cut NASA's
warp
funding.
Speed.
So. That's not anything related to what Steve was telling me about last night that I wrote up. So
wait, am I totally off right now?
No, the guy who's
where's the cameras at? By the way,
I'm setting it up.
Oh, because they can't see this right now.
Well, they will when I put it up. Yeah. No, apparently there's a guy who's going to try to break the sound barrier legitimately.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Apparently there's a guy
Sonic
who's going to parachute out of a plane and break the sound barrier.
Well, he's going
with what? His body?
Yes.
Yes. Just him. He's
going to get launched out of a cannon. And
he's going to an altitude of 100.
Wait, hang on. Time out. You looked into this when you went home?
Oh, yeah. I looked at all.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, tell me.
120,000 feet, which has been done before. I think he may go a little higher.
Yeah, it's in Denver.
Yeah, that's the only place where there's...
Oh, he's going to parachute into the stadium?
He's actually going to go where like the atmosphere is like 1%.
120,000.
So like
or
he's
Denver.
Near
no.
Wind he's resistance. Near no gravity.
He's pretty much like if he went any higher, he might just go.
Oh my god! I can't breathe.
Into the atmosphere and die. But yeah, he's.
Hey guys, just go. The head just explodes.
He's in the upper.
Hi guys, I gotta jump out.
don't know if this is such a good idea.
Guys, I don't know if this is such a good idea anymore. My God, bring more oxygen.
Am I supposed to be talking like this?
Nope.
Hello, hello.
But he's.
Oh, why do we miss weeks?
No, they did this back in the 60s, apparently. And somebody got up to like the 600.
They had parachutes back then?
Yeah.
They had instruments that could tell accurately how high you were back then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, a yardstick.
Exactly.
All right, drop the yardstick.
Yeah, it's called an autometer.
In an hour, we'll find out how high we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes about 2.5 hours to get there. And then 10 minutes to get back down.
Takes 2.5 hours to get that high up?
Yeah, and then 10 minutes to get back down. But the thing is, like, a normal skydiver can reach like 120 miles per hour with their arms out, or 200 miles per hour in a ball. That's also because they're still where there's a lot of wind.
Oh, he's just diving in.
So the drag is keeping them from reaching terminal velocity.
Is this Connie Conehead going down?
He is. He's just going to torpedo like straight down.
Straight down.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to say
he's going to have a heart attack. Is what he's going to do.
They say you can't even feel that you're falling.
I'm going to say fuck that. I can get up there in an hour and a half.
Okay. I can get it up in an hour and a half too, but.
I'm up already.
He's keeping it up.
I'm putting That's the true. Challenge out there. I'm getting up there in an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's how we started with the White Castle burgers.
Yep. I'll do it. Fuck that. Fucking Craig. Motherfucker saying I look like him. I'll tell you what.
Brother.
Brother.
I'm going to tell you something, brother. There were so many good news stories last week. I was very upset that we couldn't get to
like
them.
The Hulk Hogan really? Porno being released?
Like that?
Oh,
I want to read that because I don't want to play it because apparently he's suing anybody who broadcasts or does whatever.
Really?
Yeah,
he's going out on a rampage.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I'm going to sue you for that motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Rampage.
Maybe can we get some testing to see if anybody's listening to the Ustream and let us know if audio's coming through on there?
Oh, I guess I can do that.
Ooh.
How do you test that?
I'm just going to go test? On Ustream.
How about you just say, hey, anybody listening to Ustream, can you tweet to us real quick?
Well,
motherfucker.
I guess just bring up the chat. How do we get sponsored for this weekend? What's the issue? B-Shap wants to know what the issue is with the Ustream. Apparently, he's going to fix it.
Well, here, it's on right now.
Thank you, Brian.
So
Hulk Hogan, his dick got everywhere, everywhere in the last week.
It was pretty big, too.
Yeah,
was it?
So I heard. Because
he's a big guy, and I saw it sticking out, and I was like, oh, all right.
Was it big?
What would you estimate it
was at? Was it tan?
I don't know, because I can't really get
I don't know. Was it bigger than me?
Did it look like the Iron Sheik's boot?
Yeah, it looked like the Iron Sheik was coming out of his pants.
If it was bigger than Steve.
So it had a mustache on the tip.
I'm going to make your pussy humble.
And fuck your ass.
I want to turn that mic down.
Turn
mascot is overmodulated?
Yeah, and there's like an echo.
Motherfucker.
Do you have like Wait. Two audio things going in?
Let me check all the Wait, cameras and make sure they're all disabled for audio.
So true.
So wait, is it that's on a delay?
Yes.
So if you play that to a certain point and we keep talking, will we be like locked in like a forever repeating fucking like time warp?
Yes. If I just had this on, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, right?
Cool, right? Cool.
B-Shap says double audio, so it's fucking, it's official.
Okay.
So what's Matt got to do to fix that shit?
I'm working on
double
it.
Double audio all the way.
Ask him.
What, we got dual production
now?
Going
how's
on
it,
right
how's
now?
How's it sound now? How's
it's
sound
almost now? Sounding like triple audio.
Can I get a question here? What's uh-huh. what's the official going on right now?
What?
Compared to what Derek
Can we get back to Hulk Hogan's
Steve,
dick?
Are you okay?
No. Compared to what...
Right,
I don't know. I got a question. Well, compared to Derek's flipped open laptop and Matt's computer monitor, who's doing what?
I'm just recording the show.
Oh, okay.
And streaming the audio to CWERadio.com.
So you're almost worthless.
CWERadio.com.
Which should sound completely fine.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So wait, Matt, what are you doing now?
Matt's trying to
up the video.
Send the video out to Ustream. But it's just since he doesn't have the audio running into the computer like I do, he's taking the audio from the headphone. This is very interesting.
Yeah.
Taking the audio from the headphone amp and putting it right into his fucking behemoth computer.
Holy shit, I never noticed that.
That is Matt's computer.
That is thing, that thing could drop instantly to the core of the fucking earth.
I know.
If it falls off your table.
And it's going to break the sound barrier at 5 feet off the ground.
I was wondering what that was.
But it's a sense. He doesn't have the audio running into
that sounds
the
better.
Lowered a little
one of the more. One of the HD webcams apparently is still doing something.
That,
so disable. Ba-boom.
But okay. I just want to point out that looks
and just turn the mic input.
All right, I'm on the levels here. It's on 6.
That computer
and boost
looks
is at
like
zero.
What like a
bring
stereo
it down
system,
to
a Sony stereo system would have looked like in 1984.
It was really big.
Yeah. Like I'm nervous that table's gonna flip.
is still doing something. That, so disable.
Wow, you sound a lot better.
Matt, you sound way cooler over the fucking internet.
I do. Keep it on.
I'm on the levels here. It's on 6.
Wow.
That computer.
I would fuck that voice coming through.
Yeah, Matt. Like literally.
Stop talking, you idiots.
Listen to what we just said.
Like I'm nervous that table's gonna change.
Okay, so through CWE we sound like us, but through Matt we sound
hey,
like we're.
Keep it on. I'm on the levels here. It's on 6.
Wow.
That computer.
I would fuck that voice coming through.
Yeah, Matt.
That's me.
Stop talking, you idiots.
That's him.
Matt, if your voice sounded like that regularly, you'd have so much pussy.
I wouldn't.
You'd be knee deep in pussy.
Knee deep.
Like you would step both feet up into your knees into a puss.
You'd be wearing two women as slippers in the morning and you have to walk around in their pusses.
Yeah.
Kev, that dog is just like I don't know, you're gonna have to take her home.
I'm a little upset about this.
Are you?
Lucy needs
with
a new thing to chew on.
Oh shit.
Nice. All right, can we try it again?
See Kev, as we've discussed before, Derek had a blind dog named Roddy.
Uh huh.
That I was obsessed with. And
hold on, we gotta shut up.
Knee deep in pussy.
And it's me.
Like you would step both feet up into your knees.
Yeah, it just sounds like garbage.
So CWE sounds like us, and Ustream sounds like a CB radio.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Does anybody even listen to
us
on Ustream?
If you, Matt, if you record it, I could just put the show audio into it, which is fine. But I wouldn't put that through Ustream.
No. We got too many computer geeks in here.
Yeah, that's enough tech. Let's talk about Hulk Hogan's penis.
Yeah, because I want to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
How big is it?
Now, compare him to me.
I heard a rumor.
Compare him to you. How does Derek know?
I heard a rumor.
7 inches.
I haven't seen the video, guys, but I heard that he started the video with a condom on, and his balls reached up and ripped it in half.
Yes.
By the way,
is that Steve? Is that your official tally?
Yeah,
I got you beat.
That's fine.
I got
I'm,
you.
I'm completely satisfied with my 7-inch hammerhead.
Okay.
But listen up. You ready for this? Hulk Hogan is still in Royal Rumble 90 fucking something.
92. No. He's not. His bandana lasted longer than him.
Yes.
No, British Bulldog is still in Royal Rumble 91 because he never actually went over the top rope.
Oh, shit.
He went through the ropes, climbed to the top rope, got crotched and clotheslined off the top
and
rope.
And no one can ever eliminate him because he's 6 feet under.
He's dead. Yeah, he's permanently under the bottom rope.
Dig him up.
I believe one wrestler did already, and that's first name Grim, last name Reaper.
Hum for a second because I want to.
Humming.
This is the video here, and you're going to see a little silhouette.
Hulk Venus.
Of the Hulkster's.
Penis?
Yeah.
So I gotta remember his.
Wait, hang on, time out.
There it is, right there.
Ah, shit!
Wow,
that
thing almost knocked a lamp over.
Yeah,
this
and there he is doing
this like
his
a
business.
Security camera?
Why
somebody
is he suing for this? Because he could barely walk out of the bed.
Wait, hold on. Wait, could you go back? Can you go back? I want to read the subtitles.
He's okay. No, I want to get into this.
Wait, time out. Who is he fucking? First off,
this is Bubba the Love Sponge's ex-wife.
Ooh.
Him and Bubba were boys, though, right?
Now, is she completely naked right now?
Yeah, she is.
Can you make this full stream?
Yeah. All right. There's going to be a hum, people. I'm sorry.
Because it's full screen, it's hum?
No, because I'm hooked up to the TV.
Her name is Heather.
So apparently some guy was like, just put a camera up there.
Where?
Up like in the corner or whatever.
Some guy just did this.
Yeah, now she's butt naked. So
yeah,
he
tans her the thong
be at
on.
Home now, and I'm here.
Certainly, always has.
Now here's the thing that
I
happens.
Can't put a thong
so
on.
So she's fluffing him.
Let me see if that's Nick.
His phone rings. His ringtone is his daughter's song. So as he's getting fellatio, his daughter's song starts playing on his phone.
And he says, let me see if that's Nick.
Yeah.
Who's his son?
He looks at it.
She's not bad.
They don't know nothing about us.
And then he looks at it. He shuts it off. He says, no, fuck no.
I believe
something.
Paul Wall was on that song.
Yeah, he says, fuck no. And then he continues to be fellated. Yeah. And then he has it nice and hard.
Yeah.
And then she hops on top.
She's straddling. Okay. Your dick feels so good in my
pussy.
Look at
that bed rocking.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, fuck, I just ate two.
Wow, he fucked her so hard, she's gone.
She teleported.
I gotta admit, I'm kind of getting horny over
this. What was the thing about Bubba?
It's his ex-wife.
I think
No. There was one of the subtitles went by.
She said that she had sex with Bubba earlier in that day.
Oh.
So she was just comparing? So where do we see Hogan's dong here?
I feel like
we saw it like three times, man.
I can't see it.
He's going to... At one point, she gets off the bed.
After
that's
this
when you clearly
here.
See he's got a fucking... He's got the macho man hanging from his...
fucking the macho man.
Right, so she's doing the dirty.
Oh,
she's there, right there.
Look at the rowdy Roddy Piper
little,
swinging right there.
Little, his little Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, get it.
Jimmy Hart on.
It's Jimmy Hart on.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. When you mess with the Hulk, you might get the dog.
So he's
this
just
is
got
her over here, Steve.
He's got his Mr. Number Wonderful swinging
who's
around.
That?
That's who Hogan was baboning.
Nice.
She's all right.
She kind of looked like she knew what she was doing.
Yeah. With that hair draping over her ears
she's
like
she's
that.
I looked her up.
And the collar on. And, oh, man, she's sexy.
She's a lot better than that cheerleader, I'll tell you that.
That's a dog next to her. Oh, oops.
So apparently somebody sent this to Gawker.com. They just sent the video. They wanted no credit. They wanted no money. They just wanted Gawker to have it.
I just want to point out, it looks like security camera footage. Like, it's from the top corner of
it
the
does,
room.
It does, but it's in a bedroom. So
yeah.
I think maybe it's somebody's house, and they have security cams in the house.
Yeah.
And they were just like, oh, shit, Hogan's up there fucking. Let's get the...
Hogan's up there
Hogan.
Fucking.
Yeah. Let's watch. And then, like, boom, put a tape in. A tape in. It's fucking 1991.
Put a tape in.
Yeah.
I hear that, like, just before he's about to come, he begins to shake his head side to side violently and huffing and puffing, and then he points at where he's going to shoot his load, and there's an eruption of you. They don't know where it comes from, but just from around the room.
You!
And then what happens?
And then he shoots
like
a load.
I like his balls ripping the condom off.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh.
Balls, Hogan.
Poor Hogan. So Hogan's suing the shit out of anybody that has this.
So you're getting sued, Derek.
Yep, because we talked about it.
You're getting sued.
Mm-hmm.
Getting sued what?
Well,
what?
At this point, I mean, it's out there, you know?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Can't blame us.
Nope.
No.
We're just reporting the news.
Reporting it.
Because we're a fucking credible news source.
We are.
Yeah.
People get their news from us.
We don't give a fuck if they do or don't.
No.
As long as they do.
Do or die.
Anything else going on? Oh, I wanted to bring something up. And this is something stupid and Seinfeldian of
Kevin.
Me.
Seinfeldian.
I noticed something that I do today. And
that
I don't
you
like
do
it.
Normally?
Yeah, that I do on a
like
consistent
habitually?
Basis. Yes. It's a little idiosyncratic behavior that I do. And I don't know if I'm being rude or not. So I want you guys to let me know.
Aristocrat.
If I'm walking by somebody. Wow, wait a last drop, Steve. If I'm walking by somebody that I don't know. And, you know, we lock eyes, and they say, like, hi, how you doing? I'll just answer them.
Good!
And I won't ask back.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, how you doing? I'll just say, good, and walk away.
Yeah, and that's being a dick.
Is it being a dick?
No, it's not.
It depends on the time frame. If there's enough time, like, if you're literally just passing by, and they go, oh, how are you? And you go, good. What are you going to do once you walk past them? Go, and you, and just keep walking?
Well, I made it a point to say, good, how are you? Like a couple times. Ooh,
yeah. Ew, Matt, you are. Listen, Matt, you've gotten more disgusting since fucking high school.
Since 5 minutes ago.
Since 5 minutes, like since Jeff Ross.
Yeah.
People say, how are you? Like it's a greeting.
Yeah.
Like it's hello.
And I don't think they expect an answer.
How are you?
They don't.
Hey, how are you?
How's it going? You say, how are you? Or something like that. Yeah. You just
so
treat it as if it's hello.
Out of the three of us on this side, I'm the only one that thinks that not asking in return is not is being a dick? You guys don't think it is?
I sometimes don't even say anything at all. I just give the nod like, oh, hey. Like, I acknowledge you said something.
Yes, yes.
But I'm going to go about what
I'm doing. Hi, how you doing? Hi.
Now, listen, I do the same thing Derek does. And then afterwards, I'm like, shit, I should have. Why didn't I say, how are you?
That happened to me on the way here. I was walking by someone. I see her all the time in,
what
the,
color?
In the complex. She was a white woman.
Oh, okay.
She's
where are
ginger,
the white women
actually.
At?
And she said, hi, how you doing? I said, good. And I just walked right by.
And she went,
and I was just
fuck
like,
you, asshole.
I should have said, good, how are you? You know.
That
but,
always
but,
happens to me.
But you don't care how she's doing.
She doesn't care how I'm
she
doing.
She doesn't care how you're doing.
She's just, it's just
what
a,
difference does it make?
It's just a pleasantry, but I think you're supposed to reciprocate.
Not really.
Now, the thing I always seem to do is I always say, sometimes, all right, basically, all right, let me get this straight. I'll ask you how you're doing.
Yeah.
So I'll say, hey, Derek, how you doing? And then you'll be like, good, how you doing? And I'll say, fine, how you doing?
Well, yeah.
I always double up on accident.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit, why did I ask that fucking twice?
Twice.
Oh, no, I'll do that on purpose.
Oh, okay. Well, just I do it on accident, and I feel like a retard. Mm.
How you doing? I'm good. How are you? Good. How are you? Oh, shit. Or if somebody, like, not really, like, if you see somebody twice in the same day,
yeah,
and they just say it as a reflex, like, twice in a row,
yeah.
Like, I always say, I'm still good. Still doing all right.
And
I haven't died yet.
And I hate have a good day when it's like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very conscious of like what time of day it is when I say that.
Yeah.
If I'm working at a supermarket.
You just swap day with night and you're fine.
You're just like, hang on. You look at your watch.
Yeah, hold on. Let me look out the window.
I'm glad you mentioned that this was, you know, Seinfeldian.
Oh, God.
Because on this day in 1955, Yo-Yo Ma was born.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo-Yo Ma.
And as we all know, Yo-Yo Ma did the Seinfeld theme.
Uh-huh.
I was very upset when I found out that the bass line in Seinfeld was done with a synthesizer.
Right. I remember you talking about that.
Not a real bass. I was like, what? Because they had the guy who did the theme song on like Good Day America or whatever,
well,
Good Morning, whatever.
Oh.
And he's just sitting there with a keyboard. I don't think it sounded that fat.
It's like Toe Jam and Earl.
Dude, I want to play that so fucking bad right now.
Yeah, I'm going to fire it up.
Ooh.
This was recorded with a potato.
Love
you remember this game there?
This is not.
This is Seinfeld.
Oh, fuck this Jew. Why couldn't his parents have been burnt to a crisp?
No! Whoa. Don't say that.
Shots.
God, I hate
Seinfeld,
him.
Seinfeld, you can't do that.
He sucks.
You're not allowed to not like him.
He
and,
sucks
and here's a
dick.
Guy playing the Seinfeld theme on an actual bass.
Oh, goodness.
Let's see how good he is.
It's probably Derek.
This sounds a lot more like it does on the show.
Can I be honest with you? And this isn't to kiss ass to Derek. The bass is the coolest instrument.
It is. All right, this guy's good.
All right, this guy's good.
Yeah.
He's got it. He's got it unlocked.
Pitch why is the TV on?
Even went a little...
Because it makes a hum when it's on.
Where,
fuck.
Where have you been the last 20 minutes?
Yeah.
He even took
I'm
a
in
little
LaRue
artistic,
Land.
Asshole.
LaRue Land.
He even took a little artistic liberty in there, and it was it really kept it going.
I wish this was like an IV bag.
I have to apologize, because today I introduced Steven to BlackBerry Brand.
No, he didn't introduce me. This I was addicted to
that's
this
not
shit.
True.
That's not
and
a pro. That's
up
not
on
true
it.
At all.
100% is true.
I walk into the house of Bali. Goes BlackBerry Brandy. What's this?
No, yeah, right.
BlackBerry Brandy. What's this?
Too bad when he went to go get it, I reminded him that BlackBerry Brandy and Coors Light is peanut butter.
Is this anything like vodka? What happened to my bung?
I used to annihilate this shit. This is like bad for Steve.
Wow. Wait a second. Is that like whiskey or something? That's what he said to me. I swear to God.
I wish BlackBerry Brandy came in like a deodorant and cologne. Deodorant and aftershave.
I think today I single-handedly not only ruined Steve's life, but the life of his children and his wife as well.
Did you walk in
by introducing BlackBerry Brandy to his life?
Oh, all right.
No. I got to stress again. BlackBerry Brandy was a
does
big
does your wife
part of my
know
life.
Where you are?
No.
Or did you just leave?
We just left.
I just walked out. I said, fuck you, bitch. I'm out.
I'm out. Me and my BlackBerry Brandy. Me and my triple B.
Speaking of my wife.
He stood up in the middle of his living room, said Stevie LaRue out, grabbed his dick, flipped everybody off, and then I had to chase him out the front door.
Went, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, I'm out. Brendan was cool. Brendan just gives him a thumbs up.
Well, of course. Yeah. He's turning three.
I can use Brendan's name because he was on the show.
Yeah, he was. He's a former aristocrat.
Steven's deep into his iPhone right now. Really By is. The way, how was your iPhone, Kevin?
I love everything about it except for text messaging people.
Why?
I hate typing on iPhones.
Because it stores words, so if you type something close to that word, it'll just change it, and I don't pay attention.
Oh, yeah, it's annoying.
Well, so you learn to do that.
I'll look really stupid when a word that does not fit the sentence at all just ends up in the text.
Yeah.
See, I feel like I honestly feel my touchscreen is not calibrated correctly. And there's no calibration option on this.
No, because it's either it works or it doesn't.
You're set to calibration LaRue right now.
LaRue.
Not all the time. It doesn't type like I like.
Now, LaRue, you mean the brand name of the...
Of the brandy.
I think it's...
honestly, between LaRue? Droid yes. and
Matthew,
iPhone...
Can you back me up? Yeah. Did you look at it?
Listen, I'm a huge...
Oh, I've seen it.
I'm a huge iPhone mark. I love it. Right. But the only thing I don't like is everything is centered around iTunes. Everything.
Oh, yeah. It like, dominates it.
And...
Well, what else?
All Apple products are all iTunes.
No, it's
you mean to update it?
Like basically, Droid is like having a laptop. You can go anywhere, do anything.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot more user friendly in terms of what you can do with it, whereas the iPhone is more user friendly in terms of people who don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Here's what I like about iPhone. iPhone, everything works. You know, and there's really barely any kind of glitches. You know, sometimes things glitch out, they shut down on their own, and then you just open it back up.
Yeah.
But with Droid, you can just do anything you want. You can go on any website with Flash, blah, blah, blah. You know,
blah, blah, blah.
I'll tell you what, there's very little instances where I'm like, I don't have Flash.
No, it happens a lot. Listen, there's people that really, really hate Apple in general.
Because of that.
I heard that YouTube is a big problem with the Apple products.
No, they have their own app now.
I haven't seen a single
Actually,
issue.
I just got the app. I shit on it to Kev myself. Right, that it was too pixelated? Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
But they just came up with their own... They have... The YouTube app has changed.
Hang on 1 second. What, Matt?
You need some light on you because we can barely see it.
Oh, really?
Well, actually, I think Derek wanted that because his gullet.
Yeah, that's true, too. Bring the camera a little closer to you. And turn it to the TV.
By the way, I want to point out, we pulled up.
That's good.
Steve wants to make gullet jokes, but we pulled up and...
Wait, you need more light? How's this?
Oh, there you go.
I think Derek was looking pretty slender.
No, Derek looks thinner and thinner every week.
You dropping LBs?
He is.
Do you have AIDS?
Yeah. It's working, though.
You just got bowels.
It's working,
I'll just take
though.
Some aspirin.
I don't got to do any sit-ups. I just got to pump more AIDS into my fucking bloodstream.
My grandmother actually had been diagnosed recently with cancer, but she's bouncing back, and she said, "Oh, it's one of the benefits. Though I've lost whole kinds of weight."
Wait, you
well,
never
well that's one of those glasses half full types.
It's just literally. It's
you just ruined like, the mood of the show because I'm upset now. You never even told me that she had been diagnosed with that.
Yeah, but I didn't want to say anything until you know
until we were on air.
I kind of figured the way you were talking.
Yeah.
And being at the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people don't go to the hospital for that long if they have
breast cancer.
Okay.
But She's doing perfectly fine right now.
Like,
she's healthier than she's
Wait,
ever
was
been.
It taken out?
And my grandfather, too. Not yet. The medication's been shrinking it, so.
The medication?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, yeah, no, she's doing fine. She had a lot of toxins building up, so she was having some cognitive issues where she was, like, seemingly like she had dementia and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we were getting worried. We didn't know because all of a sudden it just hit her. And then
they ran another
test. And they're like, oh, we didn't notice this when we told you didn't have cancer.
You know, that happens a lot with AIDS patients.
Really?
No, I'm not dementia? Saying that. Yeah, no, yeah. I know somebody in particular that I know personally that was almost lost their job because of dementia. And it turned out it was because of AIDS. HIV, actually.
That's
wow.
Yeah, that sucks.
Jesus Christ.
Because of AIDS.
Okay, so that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate because Derek has AIDS now.
Yeah.
And
he's looking great.
They say that your T-cell count is directly related to your BMI.
Mm.
So
that your BMI is going down, your T-cell count is going up.
You ever have somebody walk by you and say, how are you? And I feel like I'm obligated to say,
"Oh my God!"
To say I have AIDS.
What?
Whoops!
Did we just go back in time?
It's a dementia joke. The old AIDS dementia joke.
I mean, Derek, you look great aside from that sore on your neck.
This right here.
I'm glad to see that finally that fucking lotion that we used cleared your face up.
No shit. Dude, fuck those people. Okay?
Wow. Fuck those people. You're going to hear them during our intermission.
First of all, no, I took their commercials off.
Finally.
First of all, okay. They fucking didn't give us a fucking dime. They wanted us to work for like samples. Okay? We did that whole spiel where we shaved
and
Sean.
Can we say the name?
What? Well, I don't even remember
the
name.
Say the fucking name.
What are they?
I don't know either.
I don't know. Gentlemen's like fucking.
Grooms something.
Grooming.
Yeah.
Derek,
but that wasn't the nail polish.
Sean said he broke out. You broke out.
I did. Because I have beautiful skin.
Beautiful.
Wait, you want me to move this one over?
Give one camera on me and Kev and one camera on Steve.
Just go back a few episodes. Oh. We gave way too much time to some fucking stupid product that wanted commercial time from us.
He's on the small one.
For nothing.
For nothing. But they sent a bunch of shit, and they wanted us to make like a little commercial for them. And what ended up happening was we did a live demonstration using the shit on Sean for way too long.
The shit.
And it caused Sean to break out. And then Derek used it in his own personal time.
Yeah.
It caused him to break out.
Oh, and then they gave me this facial revitalizer that had caffeine in it. And I used that, and I just stopped breaking out like a week or two ago.
Yeah, like
it's when I finally shaved.
Yeah, like
I
the last
shave.
Show we yeah. did live, I was afraid you were actually going to spray me with your goiters on your neck.
Goiters?
Yeah.
Good God,
and
man.
I still have this fucker down here.
What is
every,
that?
Every time I shave.
Oh, I hate that.
It busts open.
I got one of those too.
And there's nothing in it. It's not like it's full of anything. I can squeeze
busts
it.
Open.
It's just a bump. It's like it's probably a tumor.
I call him Ruafo.
Speaking of tumors,
is a character.
I'm
gonna
break
this
ass straight up right now. I don't think Derek knows at all.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
When is this? The cancer show?
Actually, this Friday. Actually, Derek, this coming Friday.
All right.
I'm going for a biopsy. I don't know if I told you.
What?
This.
You're nuts again?
I have no. Actually, I have two tumors on my thyroid.
Tumors.
Two.
Tumors.
Tumor
290. Two tumors.
Two tumors.
Two nodules.
Okay, a nodule.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, nodules are not cancerous, but they might be something else.
Let's go back. Oh, they were looking for the dog?
She's in love with Kevin, and I'm upset.
She's in love with that dead body.
The now, homeowner just came looking for the dog that's been sitting
so
in the
I have
lab
to go for a
hour.
Biopsy, Derek.
Okay. Biopsy.
Your friend that you went to high school with.
The biopsy.
I might be sitting in your chair right now battling cancer.
Wow.
Battling.
Yeah.
Battling it.
If it comes back that I have cancer, I'm going to ask them when they take it out to give it to me so I can punch it in the face.
Punch it in the face.
Yes. Do you think there's hair on my tumor?
Yeah.
Probably.
Ew.
So, yeah. So yeah.
Now, what brought this up?
I have a thyroid issue. I have hypothyroidism.
Okay, because I know you're a bit of a
hypochondriac.
Yeah,
I am.
You thought you had nut cancer,
but I
got
to admit to
ago.
You, I have done a complete 180, and I'm not as bad as I used to be. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'm handling this news 10 times better than you think I would, and better than my wife.
Because you know you're a hypochondriac.
Because I've gotten used.
Because it's just like, oh, more cancer. Okay, let's see how this one turns out.
Yeah. So basically, like my wife, of all people.
I don't know, more cancer.
Who is a mentally strong person and has dealt with near-death issues like a champion is actually more upset and nervous than I am. But, yeah, I got to go get fucking horse needles jabbed in my throat
I'm
piece.
Giving you cancer.
At least you're not getting
thyroid cancer.
Yeah.
Jabbed in your ass.
So,
like Hogan's.
But the thing is, though, you know why I'm so calm?
Well,
though,
that was more like a pony cock.
Why I'm so calm is even if it is cancer, they say if you're going to get cancer,
that's the one you
thyroid
want.
Thyroid is the one you want because it's kind of secluded into your thyroid. It's not much
Take
skin
right
to get
out.
To it, and it just pull right
Listen,
out.
Listen, if you
neck.
Want something that's going to kill you from the inside slowly, yeah, thyroid exactly. cancer is the one to get.
But then you're
but the fact that
thyroxine.
I am 31,
mm-hmm.
and I'm 31 and a half.
Oh,
that's be
so
exact.
Fucking old.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's
be
pretty 32 young.
32 at the end of the month.
Yeah. I'm 31 and a half.
Right?
With the possibility of cancer,
mm-hmm.
still does kind of like stop me dead in my tracks once I'm like, oh, whoa. Like, this
I'm
is
just
fucked
gonna
up.
Call the show Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
Fuck it. People are probably laughing Arrested at my downers. Death anyway.
Yeah, they are. Brian Shapiro's like, finally.
You know what, though? As long as they hook me up with a nice IV of
LaRue
Black Brandy.
Lash LaRue.
Oh.
Good stuff.
Oh. Oh,
now that Kev told me this was $8, I'm going to have a constant supply of this.
Again, I'm
drinking a bigger one.
I
too.
Apologize to his family for his future alcoholism.
Like seriously, by next weekend, I'm going to be sitting here with one bottle in my mouth and one in my butt.
I was telling him a story earlier. Brian Chalk, frequent listener, often tweeter of the show. Shred,
I love Brian Chalk.
Shred underscore Gein.
I love both Chalks, really.
Used to be a huge fan of the Blackberry Brandy until one day he drank the like the big bottle in one night. And he,
in one night.
And he spent the whole next day throwing up purple.
Ooh. I do have a friend. I do have a friend. His name will not go out. GF is his initials. Drank an entire $22 bottle of Jägermeister in one night.
Nice.
And I brought him home. He passed out in my car. I threw him in his living room, and he fell asleep on his floor. On he passed out, and he was on his back. I rolled him to his stomach, thinking because I'm smart like that. And he threw up in the middle of his sleep. Never woke up.
Yeah.
Because he had alcohol poisoning, basically. Jeez, but nice. They had to rip the carpet up and get rid of it. And he stained the concrete floor that was underneath red. That's how bad he was fucking just.
That's awesome.
Is Jaeger acidosis.
Acidosis?
I got a story of a buddy who got real fucked up.
Yeah.
Real fucked up.
We were at a party, and there was this girl there. She was like 19, and she was bragging about being in porn. She said she had a contract with Brazzers, and this guy got really drunk and basically was finger popping her right there in the kitchen.
Popping her.
And they go into the dining room, and he's way drunker than she is. So before anything even happened, he like pretty much collapsed. We all hear the thud, and we're all kind of like peeking around the corner to see what happens. So she's like, all right, I'm going home. And then the dude stumbles back out of the dining room. And starts grabbing every drink sitting on the kitchen counter and starts just downing them. And then goes to sit on a stool, falls off the stool, and as we're helping him up, projectile vomits all over the kitchen floor. Just everywhere.
Gross.
And he's just laying in it like he's wearing a football jersey. It's soaked in vomit. And like, everyone immediately was like, all right, we're going to go home. And the kid whose party was like, no! No, don't go. We'll clean it up. It's all right.
It's with a mop.
So he's like, you guys got to take him home. But the person who was supposed to be his ride was his girlfriend's friend. So she just bailed and left us with a vomit-soaked fucking dude to take home. So we get him home, and we have to drag him in the back door of his house. And mind you, it's like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And we're getting him through the kitchen of his house, and I just see a pair of feet on his couch.
No.
And it's his dad.
Yeah.
And he turns the corner, and he goes, what the fuck are you doing here? And then he looks at me, he looks at my buddy, and in the middle is just his son soaked in vomit. Not walking, we're like dragging him through the house.
Rose?
What was his response to that?
Gross.
Name, which I will leave out.
Okay.
Get the fuck upstairs right now.
Now, was he passed out drunk on the couch too, or was he up waiting for him, worried, sick?
It could go either way.
Yeah. The only bad experience I had drinking, well, I had a couple, but one of them was I drank a whole thing of like grape flavored Mad Dog 2020. Mm. Yeah, it's like Kool-Aid, and I drank like, I don't know, one or two of them. It's about the size of that thing you have, Steve. And,
same size.
Yeah. I just went boom out, and I woke up, and there was boom. Like 8 people watching old VHS copies of The Simpsons.
Nice.
It's one of those things where I'm just looking around going, where the fuck am I?
Dude, I'm so wasted.
I might have mentioned this story before, but I was at a party one time, and we were playing Kings. And instead of having the beer can in the middle or a cup of or whatever, we were doing shots of Everclear.
Oh, jeez.
And I lost twice, so I did 2. Ooh. And I don't remember a whole lot, but I woke up in the morning with highlighter yellow stains on my shoes.
Yeah.
And I was told that I spent...
Highlighter yellow.
So Bishop shoes stains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was told I spent several hours going, ugh, ugh. And that Joey ew. Janela, the guy many of us know, was just going, every time I go, ugh, he'd go, what a rush.
Wow.
I actually know somebody that did 4 shots of Everclear in one night.
I ended up throwing up all over myself, and it was all coming out yellow. It was just yellow water. I found out the next day that was bile, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what that is, and it's gross.
And,
yeah.
That's gross.
And then I went and sold those shoes on eBay.
I had a friend that cracked open Everclear and goes, I'm going to take a shot of this. And before he did, he poured a little bit in the cap, dipped a Q-tip in it, and then held it 3 feet from a lighter and it lit up in flames. He goes, I'm going to take a shot of this. I'm like, you're fucking insane. He ended up taking four that night and he turned completely purple like the fucking chick from Willy Wonka. It was horrendous. But a cooler drunk story. I went down to Wildwood for the car shows that they have down there, and I stayed with a family that I was friends with, and basically the father got completely fucking plastered.
Hammered.
Completely plastered. You know, while we were out doing our thing. And basically passed out on his bed with his dick out of his pants.
Yes.
Right? And I didn't know this. All I know is that my friend went inside and came back out on the porch. We were hanging out at night. And we just got done peeping Tomming for girls that were showering in their fucking
ooh
bathrooms in Wildwood. And he's tasty. Like, he's looking like he's just down and out. And I'm like, dude, what's wrong, man? We're having a good time. You know, he's like, dude, do you know what it's like seeing your dad drunk, passed out with his dick in his fucking hanging out of his bed? I'm like, what?
Pretty awesome.
So he just totally ruined his night.
Pretty awesome.
Matt doesn't have any
speaking
cool
of drunk and passed out.
Well, speaking of you,
18.
Rush the bile on my shoes.
Speaking of me being drunk,
1849 ooh today. On this day. Edgar Allan Poe dead.
Ooh,
yeah,
history.
They think that he was a victim of, and I don't remember. Oh, what now?
You need a dog, sir?
I don't remember what they call it, but apparently when there's elections going on back in the day, back
murders,
in Edgar Allan,
yes,
what they would do is they would like drug or get people really drunk, and they would put clothes on them and have them go vote for someone.
Yes.
And then they would abduct them again, put different clothes on them, and have them vote again. Yes. And they would do this over and over, and then eventually they would end up killing the person.
Now, see, my humongo dad used to go trick-or-treating and then just change the hat of the costume just to get more candy at this house that had super king-size candy bars.
Yeah, well, we've all done that. But this is similar. But they think that he was a victim of that because they found him dead in a gutter with clothes that were ill-fitting.
Yeah, ill-fitting. Last election, they called that acorn.
Speaking of me being completely drunk, my friend Jen posted a picture.
What?
Jen who?
Her and her boyfriend, Kevin.
Jen who?
Oh.
And
different Jen.
I just commented on it on Facebook. It's a very, very lovely picture of the two.
Okay.
And my comment was, or actually the person that commented before me was, makes me happy. So I put me too with an exclamation point. I love this pic and this pic. that's what I just posted on my Facebook.
And
I meant to put,
whoa,
I meant to put, I love this pic and this couple.
But you, you were way off.
I love this pic and this pic.
Oh, and the LaRue strike.
I am horrendous. Get this LaRue away from me.
A new sound clip.
It's very loud.
Don't care.
Hey, so I wrestled this weekend.
I was supposed to make you a CD, wasn't I?
Me. Yeah, did you do that?
No.
I didn't need it because the show got canceled.
Okay, good. I realized today, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
He was going to make us a backup.
And I just want to, The Godfather, if anyone remembers WWF, back in, you know, the Ho train.
Papa Shango.
Yeah, Papa Shango.
Mustafa.
Yeah. He was there.
Ooh.
And
just
watching. And
well, wrestling.
Oh.
I just want to point out, like, you...
Ooh,
you can tell when somebody's really hung up on something. Does anyone remember when they did the Brawl for All?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if everybody remembers specifics.
He did
I
really
remember.
Good in it.
Bart Gunn won the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah. He got knocked out by Bart Gunn.
Yes.
He must have told the story 4 or 5 times.
Wait, who got knocked out by Bart Gunn?
The Godfather.
He got knocked out by Bart Gunn?
Yeah.
Did
like
he
legit
was,
knocked out?
Did he say it was at work?
No, no.
Okay.
He said that that day he told everybody he could take Bart Gunn, and he knew he could take Bart Gunn, and he would kick Bart Gunn's ass. And he's like, I spent the whole day saying, telling everybody how I knew I'd kick his ass, but I knew I could kick his ass. So I went out and I smoked a blunt, and I smoked another blunt. And he's like, right before I went through the curtain, I was putting out my third blunt, and I knew I could beat the shit out of this guy.
I still knew I could kick his ass.
Yeah.
That cracker.
And then when I got to the ring, he punched me.
Motherfuckers in jeans.
And in my head, all I was thinking was, I need to get my hands up. And as I was thinking that, he kept punching me.
He didn't stop.
And next thing I know, I'm out. And he must have told the story four or five times throughout the night to anybody who would come over.
And as I'm going down, I said to the ref, take it home.
Now, whatever happened to him?
Who, Barkon or the
Godfather? Yeah, yeah, Barkon. Whatever happened to him?
He got knocked out by Butterbean and his career was ruined.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a really great shoot interview with Jim Cornette about the whole Brawl for All.
Yeah.
About how pissed he was.
Yeah.
Steve Williams was in it. He got hurt. Never wrestled again.
And he's
out
dead.
Out of the business. Is he really?
He's fucking dead.
Oh, yeah, he died. He had throat cancer.
Cancer.
I think. Yeah.
Oh, great. Thanks. Yeah, I'm going for a biopsy.
He had cancer on the thyroid. They told him it wasn't going to be bad. And then.
Dead.
He had Steve cancer.
Wow.
Yeah, about how it was a whole. It was. Apparently, the whole thing was a shoot. So
Captain
it was all
America.
Real.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he said, you know, here's this mid card guy, Barkon, who nobody should give a shit about. He wins the whole thing. And then he goes to WrestleMania, right? And wrestles Butterbean, who's this gimmick boxer.
In the finals.
He's not just like a gimmick boxer, though. He's tough as shit.
Yeah, well, and Butterbean just knocks the shit out of him.
Listen, it's easy to punch people's faces off when you're 7,000 pounds.
Butterbean, Butterbean excelled in Tough Man, which was like a no-weight class boxing rules
fight. It was
fight.
Straight
well,
up.
Apparently so did Barkon.
Yeah,
well, he was a tough man.
Yeah, amongst
but he was, how
amongst
was
fake
he
wrestlers.
What was his build?
Yeah. He was about 6'3", 260.
That's pretty
big.
He
was just a tough dude.
Yeah.
6'3", 260. But, you could take some down people down.
But then that ended up ruining Bart Gunn's career. Because it's like, he quickly went from being so mediocre where, like, Billy Gunn had already passed him and the tag team was dead. And then here was his shot at getting something going again. And then gets knocked out by Butterbean.
Who's basically just a walking
ass.
Yeah, but
it's the
Butterball.
That's not fair, though.
Shortly after,
Butterbean is a professional boxer.
Shortly after, he's out of WWF and he's... Yeah, I think he kept wrestling in Japan after that.
I want to also just point out that Butterbean's not just like professional boxer; like he's just a professional shit beater outer.
Yeah,
like he just
shit
beater
outer.
That's what he does. Like it doesn't surprise me at all that Barkon wasn't even a challenge for him.
He's not a boxer. He fought in tough man competitions.
Very different.
Which is
bare knuckle brawler.
There's no weight classes. It's just anybody fights anybody with boxing rules.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
Let's get it on.
Wrestling.
You know what he should have done with Butterbean was he should have blocked all his hits, hit him in the face once, and started punching him in the bandage on his stomach. And then and that probably would
have. Then
he
would have dropped his tights, and then he would have.
As he's picking up his shorts, he would just.
Love it.
So, but what happened to him, though? No. Where is he? Is he alive?
Where's
dead?
Who?
Where is he?
Bart
Gunn. Still
alive. I don't know.
What's he doing, though? Is he walking out of fucking Walgreens?
He runs a gym in Central Florida. And
that sounds about right.
That kind of sounds like you're making that
they
up.
They all do.
Yeah.
Does he? Should I look him up?
Derek, I got to admit, I am like really in love with your dog.
It's a good dog.
Looks and like you're not
she doesn't
taking
want
her
shit
home.
To do with you, though. She's like heartbroken because apparently Kevin, I don't know, gave her a little cold shoulder.
No, I didn't. Mm. She woke up and was like, fuck, I need to get up real quick.
I got somewhere to be over here by the door.
I'm going to get to the door real quick.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting to the door real quick, that reminds me that today in 1951, John Mellencamp celebrated, that was his the day he was born.
He celebrated.
John Mellencamp. Pink houses.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Fuck John Mellencamp.
What?
I'm so sad. Every time I hear any of his bullshit songs.
And all those women that like follow him around.
Do they? I don't even know.
They do. They still do.
I hate it. I hate him. I used to like... Not mind him, but...
Oh, no.
It's the poor man's Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
And Bruce Springsteen
poor
is
man.
The poor man's Bruce Springsteen.
Poor
man. I don't know.
Bruce Springsteen.
I was born in the first day.
He's like Springsteen from like Oklahoma.
Just for you, while this music is playing, Derek, I have a picture of the garbage can with the Aristocrats sticker on it.
Basically. You told just bit me. Just get my pinky.
She'll do that.
Did John Mellencamp have any songs other than this?
No.
Yeah, the Pink House is bullshit.
No,
yeah.
I didn't. This was it.
Well, let's see. If I just put John Mellencamp, Pink Houses and Hurts So Good.
Hurts So Good. Okay.
Yeah, Pink House.
Yeah, he really is mediocre at best.
And when this came out, I remember MTV did that whole thing where they were giving away a pink house to somebody in honor of this song. So they gave away a pink house, but it was built on like a toxic waste dump.
Okay, I know this song.
So, yeah. So they had to like end up like, you know, trashing it.
You know, I saw a pink house once in Keensburg, but it was being painted by Mexicans and it was being painted pink.
Yeah.
And I just remember my dad going, oh, that figures.
Why would it figure?
Nice.
I guess you figured Mexicans have weird colored houses.
I guess so. And then it's just bullshit. I had to play this song in a band. I hated it.
You hated a lot of songs.
What,
like
a bar gig?
Yeah, bar
gig. I bet there was a guy with a mullet and cut off sleeves going, yeah!
Oh, you bet.
And you know what?
And you know what his name was?
What?
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Fuck yeah!
I like you.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I love this song.
Whoa. And he had a leather vest on with no shirt underneath.
Hey, play Hurt So Good Again.
Play some Scared, man. That's another thing. That piece of shit song. That fucking Alabama. I
come on. Yeah. Y'all knew Sweet Home Alabama?
Sweet Home Kelsey Grammer?
What?
You ever heard that?
No.
That doesn't exist.
I hate that. There was a lot of songs I didn't like doing. That and fucking Billy Idol.
Free Bird.
Billy Idol.
Billy Idol. Hated doing Billy Idol.
Which Billy Idol?
We did White Wedding and whatever the other bullshit
I like that song,
was.
Though.
Money Money?
No, the other one. I can't think of it.
It was White Wedding.
Billy Idol. Let's see.
Rebel Yell, Eyes Without a Face, Dancing
Rebel
with
Yell, probably?
I think it was Tour. Yeah, I think it was Rebel Yell.
Rebel Yell.
Yeah, let me bring this bullshit up. Yeah. This is... Talk about fucking one note.
It is.
Yeah, but that note made this guy a shitload of money.
Yep, this bullshit. Into White Wedding. Ugh, I can't even listen. I can't even look at him. Him and his fucking lip.
Mm-hmm. Derek, what kind of transition do you want here? Because I'm messing around with him a little bit.
I don't give a shit what you
I was
do,
just
man.
Using
I'm so the mad right now listening to that music.
Let's try Collapse. What does Collapse look like?
Bring you back
ooh,
some
like
bad
that.
Memories.
That's cute. Yeah. It's like a circle that goes zooms in. Steve's having trouble getting out the bathroom.
I wonder if there's any pizza left. I'm starving. I gotta go see.
Oh no! And that means the show's over.
Nope.
I need to also bring up
another. I can put the mic in the.
That's
bathroom.
True.
I need to bring up another notable birthday.
What's that, Kev?
Today, American porn star Brie Olson.
I don't think I know who that
today.
Is.
No, nobody.
Brie who?
Brie Olson.
Oh,
born today. In 1986.
Wow, they're getting young.
Yeah. But I think she's already on her way out.
Really?
Yeah.
What would happen?
I don't know. They just get old fast.
Like
those looks don't last forever.
Personalities, they get rid of them by 30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
the show's dead now.
Derek left to get
see
pizza.
There's our format.
There goes format. Yep.
So
Matt, what do you have going on?
I'm gonna look
here?
Up some stories. I'm trying to do show production, and I'm like slowly putting together little things here. Like, oh, here's the multicam, which we can't see Derek right now. This is the Derek cam.
Mm-hmm.
This is Matt and Kev.
Oh, you got them labeled.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is an Aristocrats advertisement. Oh, here's Steve.
Did Derek go get pizza?
Yeah, probably did.
Pizza.
Oh, here's Clutch. We can talk about Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment right here. I just took a screen cap of their website and threw it up on here.
Nice.
You know, cweradio.com. And here's another little Aristocrats.
You know, we're getting close to the time for the late game tonight. Uh-huh. I'm a Saints fan, and it is the Saints versus San Diego Chargers.
Excellent.
And since we're on the subject of the Saints, glad you brought it up, Matt.
Yeah.
Chase Daniel, the backup to Drew Brees, Saints quarterback. It's his birthday as well.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet, right?
Is he dead yet?
No, he's very much alive.
Oh, that sucks.
He's very much alive and collecting.
Derek does have pizza. He has fucking pizza. I'm going to take it from him.
Seriously, how great a job must it be to be a backup quarterback in the NFL?
Oh, my God. I want some.
Because you almost, other than maybe hold a kick, you almost do nothing, right, Steve?
Knowing what I know about Derek's intestinal disorder and what I know about pizza, I'm going to say probably around 8:25, there's going to be a disaster.
With a capital A-double-S.
Have the cost.
disaster.
Can I have one of the crusts?
You got a bowl of them.
Mimi, get out of here.
You got a bowl of them.
Mimi, get out of here.
I'm good pizza.
Oh, where's the phone, Dad?
Don't know, don't care.
Okay. Just pizza. Eat the pizza, eat the pizza, eat the
Matt's
pizza.
Impression of you eating pizza sounds like Andre from The Princess Bride.
I was actually going for an Andre. Yeah.
No one can beat
Mega Nuts.
Mega Guts.
Let's get to Derek eating. Oh, yeah, look at that. Is that good, Derek?
Mm,
tasty.
Very good.
Nice. Let's,
holy shit.
What? We can take a break.
Kev's releasing here.
Nah, we don't have to.
Let's
Kev has a very healthy prostate.
It does. That stream is solid.
Let's go to Steve here on his phone. Good job, Steve.
I'll just check him out. Facebook.
Got any titty pics?
Let's go to the multicam. I only got two up right now.
I got an awesome picture of my boy.
I got him doing the angled thing.
The angle of the dangle.
Yeah, that.
Getting a little chilly.
Did you see this picture, Kev or Derek? My boy helping make those cupcakes. Uh-huh. He rules.
I think I'll take a piss next.
All right.
Boo-da-bum.
You have a very, very healthy, healthy stream.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
My
it's
turn.
Like a fire hose.
Fire hosing.
A Springfield man. This is from last week's show.
Homer Simpson.
Flanders.
Oh! Has pleaded not guilty after being charged with sexually abusing three children, a relative
Principal
was
babysitting.
Bradley Compton, 19, was charged Wednesday with two counts of first-degree statutory sodomy, blah, blah, blah.
Edna Krabappel.
According to a probable cause statement from the police, two girls, both born in 2004, said Compton had exposed himself to them.
Sexy.
Even after one of the children said no. One of the children said that he had exposed himself more than once.
He showed me his wiener.
And that he tried to touch her inappropriately.
He tried to touch my privates.
She had said that she had seen Compton ask the other girl, born in 2005, to perform oral sex on him, which she did.
I love oral sex.
Yeah, well, then that's her problem. She didn't have to do it.
So why would he do something like this?
Because he wanted to get
obviously,
his,
he's a horrible person, right?
No.
Well, according to the statement, Compton, after being read his Miranda rights, told the police why he had done this. Compton stated that he exposed
himself.
The devil
made me do it.
Because he was dazed, had a headache, and his eyes were closing from what he thought was bad soda. Huh. He had just consumed prior to the incident. He also told police that he may have exposed himself because he had just awoke from a nap and did not know what he was doing. Bad soda, just woke up.
Bad soda.
Bad soda.
Your officer, believe me, I didn't want that kid to suck my dick. I just had some bad soda.
I got a bad batch. You got a bad batch of soda, took a nap.
Fucking RC Cola.
All of a sudden I wake up, she looks like Mila Kunis. I just went to town. I didn't know what I was doing.
Your Honor, I had no intentions of fucking the kid, but...
Where's that crust at?
Right there one time.
Wow, this crust is amazing. All
right. Officer, I didn't want to... fucking gag the kid with my dick, but I swear, it was bad soda.
All they had was RC. I knew it was going to be a problem. I fucking knew it. As soon as I walked in the house.
I cracked open the RC and I said, something bad happened.
Man, this cola is bad news.
This didn't open in the usual way. Something bad happened.
Something fucking bad happened.
I was like, shit's going down tonight.
I turn over there and look at you. Give me another RC cola.
Oh man.
The cola took over. I couldn't help it.
Bad soda.
Are we talking about the I had that bad cola run through my veins.
Are we talking about the interactive encyclopedia guy?
What?
Remember me?
Compton.
Oh.
That crust is delicious.
Yeah. This is pretty good, too.
It sounds delicious.
I don't feel bad because you guys all ate.
Oh, I didn't eat.
I didn't eat, but I had some
sausage pizza.
I had some soda.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, want to get me some?
I don't want to go up there.
Why?
Because I'm nervous. Derek, you have to go get a sausage pizza when you're up there.
I keep biting my lip.
Big Italian sausage pizza.
In the
pizza
same spot.
That's because you're so big.
Yeah, could you go up and get more pizza so we can not talk while you're gone?
Is that what happened? You fuckers.
No, we talked about something.
What?
So, Derek's getting some pizza.
Well, I brought up a football topic, and I looked to Steve for a response, and he was nose deep in his phone.
Nose deep.
And I was just like, well, thanks.
Nothing, huh?
I don't remember this happening.
Of course you don't.
What football reference?
I was trying to get a discussion about tonight's game, and I said, it's Steve, and I look at you.
Oh, between the Saints and Chargers?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, now you bring it up. Thanks. That's awesome.
Why didn't you say so?
I'm drunk. I'm never doing this again.
Never.
Steve's running the gamut of drunk emotion right now.
Hey, Matt, do you have anything on there where I can bring up?
What do you want to do?
I can message you something.
Oh, you guys want to talk shit about us?
I have Facebook.
Fuck. You have Facebook up?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are dicks.
Well, I want to send you this so you can show everyone the picture so I don't have to hook up that atrocious fucking...
Oh.
See, this is great. Here's love this new setup. This is fantastic. The couch is comfortable. I claim the spot. Your 52-inch TV ain't going to help us.
I don't know why it's doing that.
I think it has something to do with a giant fucking computer on your table.
No. On your table.
Because I still hear the little...
No, you don't.
Matt, did you have to carry that in here?
Listen to this.
Yes.
Yeah, that's bad.
What is that?
We have currently mic'd a bug zapper.
Yeah, that's what this one sounds like. My addiction to Big Macs almost made me infertile.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So why is he fucking Big Macs?
I just can't get pregnant with these.
Matt, I don't think you should be telling people this.
No, it's not.
Is it a dude or a chick?
It's a chick.
It's a chick.
Fast food is a guilty pleasure for most, but for one woman, it became a 4-year obsession that nearly ruined her chances of becoming a mum.
I can't stop shoving Big Macs in my pussy, and it stops the
jizz.
Stephanie King was a healthy size 12.
That's not healthy.
When she took up a job at a local McDonald's.
Maybe healthy.
Healthy for a black man.
Wow. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The 16-year-old used her meal allowance given to employees at the fast food chain to feed herself more than 4,000 calories a day, eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner there.
That's ridiculous.
She piled on a staggering 8 stone.
That is...
Fat bottom girls, you need the...
About 100 pounds.
Wow.
Right? Am I right? It's about 90 to 100 pounds? I hate when they do that.
I know. Well, it's British.
Doesn't matter.
Tell you what, it is the shits working at a fast food.
The shits.
It really is. When I worked at Wendy's, it was just I would
112 pounds.
I would just create nuggets that people would buy. That was my part of my job.
Yeah.
But I would just wrap bacon around them and dip them in barbecue
sauce
while
that.
I was cooking.
That's a fact.
It's just bad being an employee there.
Well, this fucking pig. Last year, at the age of 20, she weighed a whopping. She weighed a whopping 19 stone. Motherfucker's going to make me look it up again.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
she was hot previously?
Matt, before
I sent you the article.
I'm just saying.
Derek, before you give us the answer on how much
she
weighs.
Okay.
So Matt, that's
a size 12?
That's the before?
Well, no, this is after.
That's after?
That's after.
No.
19 stone
is... 18 feet tall?
200. She was 260.
Oh, she's lost weight.
66 pounds.
So now she's a size.
At her heaviest. Okay. She was 266 pounds.
I'll tell you what, I'm a big fan of black stockings.
Where's the fat picture?
Oh, they're down there. Scroll down.
Scroll down,
oh, boy. Okay.
Okay, getting bigger.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Wow, she had really big... Oh! She's going to eat that dog!
I'm going snooker. Look at how depressed she is there.
No, she works at McDonald's.
She's getting beached.
The pink
whale.
She's
not that bad there.
This bird is bloated.
This is on The Sun, which is a UK
and thing. And she was the planet.
How is she facially, Matt?
Huh?
How is she facially?
She's meh.
How's her teeth?
Her teeth look okay.
They're clean?
It's a good thing that dress is loose because it's probably a disaster under there.
Is she clean?
She doesn't look like...
Is that her right today? Like today?
Wearing,
that's
this is her like? Size 10 right now.
Oh, she's wearing Spanx.
I'd bang her.
Mm-hmm.
I'd bang her in that pink shit that she was in the ocean with.
She's a size 10? Maybe that's a size 10 over there.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, because she looks like a 7.
Yeah, I think it's different. A doctor told Stephanie her diet was to blame for her severe mood swings.
Okay.
Her
obesity
had caused her menstrual cycle to stop, and she was at the risk of becoming infertile.
Ooh.
That's got to be horseshit.
Well, the upside is you can just drop loads in her and, you know, don't worry about it.
She embarked
probably
on,
eat them.
She embarked on a fast food detox, and she has since lost an incredible 8.5 stone, whatever the fuck that is, and is a svelte size 10.
Svelte.
So she did. She lost more weight than she gained. Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Well, let's see. So
I would give it to her.
Just by stopping eating that shit?
It's about 16 pounds to a stone.
Instead of Thousand Island dressing on her Big Mac, she wanted jizz.
She just wanted a Thousand Islands.
If I lived in a country that measured in stone, yes, I would.
Oh, yeah.
In America, absolutely not.
No, okay. I would.
UK size 10 is a US size 6.
Oh, so I'm pretty fucking good.
You are. You know
so what does that mean?
Well, sir.
I could tell because my ex was a 4 and she was a little smaller than her. And they're about the same proportions.
Well, this one right here on the screen needs it.
Are you supposed to know your chick's size?
Yeah, if you buy him clothes.
Who
Why
does that
I
shit?
Buy my buy chick clothes.
I never did that.
I'm gonna buy my bitch frying pans and shit, and she's gonna cook food.
Damn right. Give me 5.
Huh? Oh God, pulled something. Something just pulled in my arm.
Oh, fucking
He's
arm
done.
Cancer.
I just pulled my tricep.
He's done. He's history.
Something just happened. I don't know what.
If you're listening to this right now, call 911, please.
My arm is dead. My right arm is done.
There's actually a picture of this woman in her McDonald's getup dancing with Ronald McDonald.
Oh, my God.
I would bang both.
Thanking him for all the delicious burgers.
Thank you, Ronald, for all the delicious Big Macs.
Ronald McDonald? Because I got a lot of thank yous.
I'm going to add a screen region here. See how this works. There we go. I'm going to put this one next to Steve here.
Get the fuck away from me.
There she is.
Oh.
Yeah, Steve.
Ooh, how do I touch her? Titties.
Get it.
I want to touch her titties.
Okay, so people who are watching
over here
this.
Now. Oh, over here. Uh-huh. I know. What's going on here? Oh, hello.
Is this real life?
Hello. Here, I can get Derek so you know, see what this looks like over here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, creamy.
Oh, my goodness, Steve. Whoa, what are you in
for? Oh, hey.
Hey, look at that.
I want to suck her finger like a dick.
Get it, girl. Wow.
Yeah, how about this, huh?
Give me that puppy.
Oh,
did you
man.
Say puppy?
Yeah.
Puppy.
Front upper pussy.
How about, okay.
Oh, she's got big, nasty man hands.
Look at the size of that tie. What
like someone else we
that's
know.
A big tie. How about here?
Oh. Is that see-through?
Orca.
Text that to me.
Text it to me, he said.
I want to wank to that.
Here we have the endangered pink whale washing up a porn shark.
So
wow.
At least
I think
I
see nipple.
The screen region thing works, so that actually is... Highly beneficial.
I just couldn't do it on this because. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to.
Mattapedia, I got a question for you.
I like called the screeching.
Do you think it's a good judgment call to say that a woman's areola is the same size as the circumference of her belly button?
I like to say that a woman's.
Absolutely not. I hope not.
What? Yeah, like her belly button's probably the same size as her areola.
What?
Maybe
what?
Her. I like to say a woman's areola is the same size as her retention for any knowledge not associated to cooking, cleaning, and having children.
I don't get it.
I think you're being sexist.
What?
I don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
Just don't appreciate it.
I don't know. I don't want to hear any more of that racist talk.
I don't.
Mac, so come on. Do you think that's legit?
What?
Do you think that your nipple is the same circumference as your belly button?
No. Absolutely not. You'd have to have very small nipples.
Wow.
Why?
Nips.
Maybe for men, but not for women.
I think your belly button's the size of your nipples.
Nope.
Areolas.
Womp womp.
No.
It's got to be.
No.
Why would it have to be?
Like, there's like some kind of like scientific equation that like only your finger can fit in your nose.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, tell that to my son because he always puts my finger in his
nose. Well, no. His finger can go right up the chute because it's fucking thinner.
No, he puts my finger in his nose.
What? But it doesn't really fit funny. That
Who
well.
Are
kinda,
you?
What? You kind of have to like wiggle around and get it in there.
Right there. That's what it's all about.
There are a lot of times when my chick's not paying attention, mm-hmm. and I'll just grab her hand and put her finger up my nose just to freak her out.
Yeah, but it fits perfectly fine because it's smaller than your nose.
Dude, it goes all the way up and fucking tickles my mucous membranes.
From what I understand, there's some scientific equation where only your finger can fit in your nose.
Nope.
Well, I know that your waist size corresponds with your neck size.
What is
I think
it, double?
We discussed this. Yeah. So if you take a pair of jeans buttoned and you hold them out, they can fit around your neck.
Okay. Makes sense.
So in other words, your jeans in half is your neck.
Gotcha.
So if you're ever in a place where you can't try on a pair of jeans.
I've seen them do that.
Just pick them up and put them around your neck. If you can touch them and like have a little bit of room, they'll fit your waist.
So is it true that your penis is the size of your foot?
No.
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Because I have very big feet. And I have very big penis.
Derek, what size shoe do you wear?
12.
No,
so do I.
Isn't
I'm
this
a
supposed
lot shorter.
To be,
I'm a lot shorter. I'm not, so I beat you.
Your penis is what? Supposed to be your shoe size in half plus a certain number?
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
That's grade school bullshit.
Grade school bullshit.
Yeah.
Kev's got big feet and big hands.
Kev's just
right?
big. He's got big balls.
Aren't you, like
you guys.
Aren't you like a 13 or 14 or something?
You know, like 12.
12 and a half. 12 and a half? Okay. And Steve, you're like a 10 or 11, right?
I'm a 10 and a half. 11.
10 and a half. 11.
10 and a half 11.
But
so
my penis is the exact same size as...
As your foot?
As the bottom of my wrist, start of my palm to my middle finger.
Well, my penis
that's
is
usually,
the same size as the arch
accurate.
Of my foot.
Do you have a measuring tape?
Not that I want to put on your penis.
That's legit.
Not on his penis.
No, on my hand. From my middle finger to the bottom of my palm is the
from
size
here,
of my penis.
Here. Really? Mm-hmm.
It's legit to the T.
Whoa, Derek's trying to see if
what?
We can get
no.
it in there. Do that. Do that again for the camera, Derek.
I wasn't on cam for that.
No, you weren't. Do it again.
No.
Pizza.
I would tell you if that measurement pizza worked time. For my hand, but my hand doesn't curl upward.
Oh.
Oh.
But Kev does have some big hands. Kev.
Oh, you got it. You got a.
Because I have very
you got a
average size hands, Kev. Would you care to display for the camera here?
Wow, Kev, you have huge hands. My God.
Jesus, Matt, you are a fucking small
Matt,
dick.
You have like midget hands.
Matt, you are a little tiny dick.
I have dainty fingers, though.
You do. You got thin fingers.
Yeah.
Matt's got like Vienna sausages.
I do. I always have.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when
you
I was
are.
Skinny.
And I've never seen a like, you are pale. Like, we
oh, I'm
have
very
established
pale,
the fact that you are whiter than
you look like that porcelain behind you.
Like, you look like white dog shit.
But Derek.
Ooh, white dog shit.
Derek, I got. Derek can get tan, but right now, Derek's not far behind.
But the crazy thing is, Matt, is you're like, this little part of like your thumb and index finger meat area is just as white as your fucking body. It's really weird.
Wait, what?
Like, you would think the sun would hit that area, but it, but for some reason it doesn't.
He doesn't know anything about biology or chemistry.
I don't need
and
to.
He likes to look. So you would think that black people's hands would be as dark as the rest of their skin, but for millions of years, the bottoms of their hands and feet never saw the sun.
That's because when God spray painted them, they put their hands out flat.
They had their hands up against the brick wall.
Yeah,
against the cop car.
Against the cop car.
Yeah.
But no, you're no the this part, this meat part right here that you would like make a little talkie face.
A talkie face
is paler than
give us the talkie
white.
Face, dude.
Like if you take the color white and make it lighter, that's your skin.
Iridescent.
You know, on the black person palm thing. Just a quick little aside. We were putting the ring together, and they just got new metal pieces, and they have this weird like. Graphite over them that stains your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a black kid that was doing the ring, and he puts them up and he lifts his hands up and goes, "Finally, they match."
that's a good sense of humor.
Matt, that's a huge bottle of water.
It's big.
That's really big.
It's very big. You want to see how big it is?
Right there.
Yeah, that's really big.
That's pretty big.
My
okay,
baby.
Kevin.
That's pretty big.
It's 8:50 already.
I know. That's why we didn't go to break.
8:50?
Yeah.
Damn, I gotta fix my clock.
8:26. Where's that pizza?
8:26. It's right.
Sausage pie.
So there's a guy.
Who knows a guy?
There's a guy.
Let's see. Where is this asshole? I don't know. Nobody cares. This guy, Jason Shaw, has a whopper of a fish tail. He capped off an incredible week of fishing Saturday when he caught a red drum, which is a red fish. Mm-hmm. From the living room of his Daniel Island home while watching the Clemson football game with a friend.
Okay.
He released the fish, something that he does with all of his catches. You know, he just likes to mutilate their mouths. And
yes.
Yeah.
Instead of eating them.
Yeah.
But not before getting a few photos. His fishing fantasy began a week earlier when the 38-year-old retired, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a shit what he does.
Wow.
Basically, what this guy did was he sat in his living room. He took a piece of fishing line. ran it from his couch where he was watching a football game out the crack on his door and into a lake and just let it sit there while he was watching the game. And he got a bite and he reeled it in. Yeah. And he got this, looks like almost 2-foot fish.
Ooh.
From his living room.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
And apparently we've reeled in Steve with a bottle of Blackberry Brandy.
Couch fishing.
Couch fishing.
Reeled me in.
Reeled him in.
Wasn't there couch fishing in the Beavis and Butthead video game?
There was actually.
In Beavis and Butthead. In general.
Boxing gloves
on the baseball. That was definitely the name of an episode.
Yeah, couch fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever play that video game?
Beavis and Butthead?
Where you had to chase down the pieces of
Beavis and Butthead?
Where Guar did the soundtrack for an NES game?
Yes. Genesis and version.
The whole point was getting Guar tickets.
The Genesis version was actually better.
Really?
Actually, Genesis had a lot of better versions of games than Nintendo.
It didn't have a lot of better
especially
versions.
Especially sports games.
But it had some very important better versions. And no, most of the time
like
Genesis.
Like Battletoads was better for Genesis than Super Nintendo.
It was not Super Nintendo. It was better on Nintendo than on Genesis.
Not impossible.
Zombies.
It's a fact.
Zombies Ate My Neighbors was way better on Genesis.
Was it?
Yeah. But all I the sports games, like Madden, was better on Genesis.
Why?
Because, I don't know, for some reason sports games trumped on Genesis.
I don't know, just for some reason it
somebody
was.
Somebody said that, and I was like, yeah.
No, Matt agreed back in the
sounds
day.
Sounds about right.
Sports games like NHLs and shit, like that was better on Sega.
No, I NHL games were crisper, better sound.
On Genesis.
No, on Super Nintendo, but the
I remember
animation,
you hated Genesis.
The animation for the Genesis was more fluid because it had a faster processor. And we're talking by like 3.57 megahertz.
I don't know what that
which
meant.
Which is not
but a lot. All I know is that back in the day, you hated Genesis.
Yeah, because it was
like
atrocious.
You almost hated me for having it.
Mm. Pretty close, yeah.
You know what the extent of my sport game career
bike?
Is?
Mutant
that
League
like? That's it, right there.
Pinball?
I have a
that is
no,
all I
double
ever did.
Dribble. I actually have a Double Dribble and a Nintendo if you want to play it sometime.
No.
Okay. Matt has a brand new...
Do you know why I don't want to play it?
Why?
Listen to this.
Why wouldn't you want to play that? There is, there is an arcade version Double Dribble, though.
Is that somebody with a stroke saying that?
Double Dribble.
My God, King!
Oh, God, I hated that. You got to watch the crowd slowly piling into
there's
the arena.
Millions of
it's
them.
Just... A herd.
I gotta
of
admit,
humans.
I like this kind of meaty shit.
This is Nintendo, straight up. My highest score in this game, 535 points.
Don't even know.
Could
what
you
that
imagine
means.
A basketball game where they scored 535 points?
That's pretty crazy. Let's listen to the crowd. I want to hear the crowd.
There really isn't a crowd.
No, that was horrendous.
Don't do
that. Was the whistle? Oh, and when they weren't around, they squeak.
Oh, that's right. I remember this.
Where are you that you're bringing up these sounds?
He's just playing. Somebody's
just
playing
a gameplay on YouTube.
Get the slam dunk.
You know what game I rented for? I think it was Nintendo, but it might have been Genesis. I rented Knight Rider.
Okay.
And then they had the. I'm sorry. They had the replay where it was like black and white. And they showed
the slam dunk. Click, 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 click.
That's it right there. All right, go ahead.
I rented Knight Rider. And I thought it was going to be an awesome fucking game.
And it wasn't?
No. It was horrendous.
You got it.
It was racing with Knight Rider. And you ran out of gas with Kit. You ran out of gas with a computer car.
You think
computer
he let you
car.
Know.
Like, if you didn't get to a checkpoint in time, you ran out of gas. It didn't run on
the
gas.
The car runs on electricity, but the internal combustion engine runs on ordinary gasoline. It always has.
Did you just make that up?
Back to the Future 3.
Oh. Here's some... this is Knight Rider for NES.
Oh, my God.
I was so pissed.
I hated when they did this with the text. When there's people talking.
Yeah.
Like, you know what, though? Yeah. You know where I didn't mind it was in Turtles.
In Russian
for
Attack?
For some reason. Oh, Rush and Attack.
So this is basically Rad Racer... But with Kit's dashboard. Oh, and you can jump.
Yeah, turbo boost.
You can
boost.
Jump.
What are you watching? You see the fuel tank? Like, doesn't that piss you off immediately that there's a fuel fucking tank?
Not
a car that didn't
tank.
Run off of fuel?
He's just shooting cars.
Is there ever an episode where you...
Is there ever an episode where he was just shooting pedestrian cars and making them blow up?
I'm going to advertise yesterday.
Yeah, he would
right
jump
now
through
doing this.
But, like,
But Derek, did you ever
you
see
an
episode?
You can play this game and many more at Yestercade in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Yestercade on Broad Street in Red Bank, New Jersey.
An episode where David Hasselhoff was in pursuit of a thief and then had to stop for fuel at Exxon.
I saw this one crazy
episode.
I've
never seen an episode.
I saw this one crazy episode of Knight Rider where he was running in red shorts and he had to grab somebody out of the water.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's Baywatch.
He hopped into this car that had huge tits.
There was a slow motion running on the beach. It was great.
Baywatch was actually pretty cool.
I loved it.
No, it wasn't.
It was too. I love Nicole Eggert, dude. Oh, I want to whack it.
So did I. Not with you.
Nicole Eggert.
I'm actually
so
just sitting here
hot.
Watching that.
Is there like a recent picture of that broad?
She still looks okay.
How do you know?
I've seen her recently.
No, you did not, liar. You don't come out of your house.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you see her?
I saw her at the grocery store.
Kev, are you familiar with Nicole Eggert?
She's 40.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at her right now.
She's 40 now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gross.
She was in Charles and Charge.
She looks like
she
gained a little bit of pounds.
Charles, I don't mind pounds. I don't mind pounds.
Ugh!
I don't mind pounds.
Talk about bloat.
Oh, can you make that bigger?
She got a little bloat there.
Bead to the bloat.
Oh, I love Nicole Eggert.
Yeah, I would.
I would still give it to her.
Yeah, I would.
Fuck yeah, I would.
Give it to her.
I would.
Like, why would you even question not?
Like, here you go. All
right, maybe.
I guess. Get
you,
her on
are,
here.
Are you single, man? Are you single?
Right now, yeah.
All right.
Ladies,
I'll
if you're
you
listening.
Yeah.
Matt number one is single.
Matt number one.
Well, speaking of women and speaking of cancer, I believe it is breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love boobies.
Big boobies.
Let me tell you who else loves boobies.
Pornhub?
Pornhub.com.
Certainly does.
They were slated to donate to the Susan G. Komen Foundation when users watched a breast-related video this month.
Nice.
Like tit fucking?
Like anything that had to do with breasts.
Nice. It's kind of hard to tit fuck when one's been lobbed off because of cancer.
And they got a lot of money.
They said, it doesn't matter if you're into itty-bitty titties, the perfect handful, jumbo fun bags, or low-swinging flapjacks.
Yeah.
What matters most is that your kind and selfless gesture will go a long way towards helping our sisters find a cure. Simply visit the landing page on Pornhub's site. Link available upon request, but we kind of figure out what it is. And follow the prompts or head to categories tab on Pornhub.com's homepage and select and choose either small tits or big tits videos. Then sit back and let the good times bounce.
Wow.
So for every video that someone watched, they donated a penny to the Susan G. Komen.
Yeah.
They probably
penny.
Ended up donating $1 million.
Well, no, because the Komen for a cure wouldn't accept it.
They don't want it.
They don't want it.
Mm. They don't want
it. They don't
the
want
money.
It from Pornhub.
They said they don't want to be associated with them. They don't want their money.
Because Pornhub isn't just saying, we're going to cut you a check. They're saying, people, come to our site. They're essentially advertising themselves for the sake of, you know, let's donate for this if you come watch our video.
Money is money.
Derek, go to the beginning and just give me the four descriptions of tits. Just real quick.
It's not like the NFL who's like, well, we're going to wear pink for breast cancer awareness.
Itty-bitty titties.
Or WWE just got on with the whole thing where they're running ads.
Body slams for a cure.
Yeah, and then they made one of their ropes pink.
Oh, yes.
So
Derek, give us descriptions.
It doesn't matter if you're into itty bitty titties, the perfect handful, jumbo fun bags, or low swinging flapjacks.
Okay, now we'll start with Matt. Out of those descriptions only, which one are you picking?
I would start with the the fun bags.
If you had your choice,
the fun bags and
the jumbo fun bags.
And then if that wasn't good enough, I'd go to the low swinging flapjacks
because you can always pick them up and make them look like
exactly.
All right, Kev, 20 years younger. Out of that description,
It was handful and jumbo.
Itty bitty titties, the perfect handful, jumbo fun bags, or low swinging flapjacks.
You know, I teeter the line between handful and jumbo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
right. I'm going with handful.
Derek?
I'm going jumbo.
Yeah.
not fake, though.
So basically the two biggest characters in the room love the two biggest set of tits.
Biggest characters.
Yep. I want tits the size of my gut.
They don't make that, but...
Oh, you think?
Yeah, it's true.
I'm going to show you some video.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not. So that happened. So now Pornhub is looking for a different... place to donate the money. So they're basically saying, we got this money. Don't think it says how much.
Can they donate it to my biopsy?
We don't
have this money.
We don't have this money.
Pornhub says, fuck it, we'll cure cancer ourselves.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They didn't say how much they raised?
No. Oh. They said, unfortunately, we've had to change our targeted beneficiary. As such, Pornhub.com is now calling on all breast cancer foundations to come forward and be considered as a recipient of this cash donation. I don't know. I don't see the problem with it.
They're just sitting in a room full of money like, well, what are we going to do with this now?
What are we going to do?
Yeah. We got all this money.
Yeah. I mean, they can't just keep it because they did all this. I mean, they would be shitty.
Yeah. No, they can't. Legally can't.
No.
They won't.
They should just make an anonymous donation to, to Susan G.
Yeah.
And be like, ah, well, we gave it to you anyway. Fuck you.
Yep.
And didn't they get in a lot of trouble recently, Susan G. Komen, for like embezzling money or something?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't know.
How's Steve doing over here?
Steve,
how's your phone doing?
Oh, sleeping.
I'm fine.
Hey, Steve, can you smile so we can see your face? Wow, it's dark.
He's dead.
I want to play a video.
I still want some pizza.
Pizza.
Go and get it. It's right upstairs.
Yo, give me a slice.
Give me a slice, dude.
Just be like, yo, Pops.
Pops.
Yo, what pizza, going up there. Dog?
Give me some pizza one time.
I'm terrified. I'm not going up there.
Terrified.
All right, I'm just going to play this video.
I know there's a scary dog between you and the door, but
there is.
Yes, look at that fucking thing. It's like,
it looks like the poodle that attacked you.
That's true.
Oh.
Matt, I'll send you this link so that you can, because everyone's going to be like,
what am I going to do?
What does she look like? But I'm going to play the video right here.
Where's the link?
I just sent it to you on the old FB.
A woman in the Valley is speaking out tonight, claiming she was unfairly arrested and held in jail for 16 hours. Sarah Walker says she was pulled over earlier this week and told there was a warrant for her arrest for unpaid fines relating to previous encounters with the law. Those run-ins had already drawn quite a bit of attention.
I was in the media several times over the last year. Got involved in a situation where we were charged with conspiracy to commit bestiality, and that really ruined our lives. The officer said, are you Sarah Walker? I said, yes. He says, apparently there's a warrant out for your arrest. And I was like, what? And he says, it seems to be related to some unpaid fines. And I said, I'm current on all my fines. This can't be right.
All my fines are
paid.
That
officer didn't believe her and took her into custody. Walker says that after 10 hours, she was told there had been, in fact, a mistake and that she could be released.
10 hours into being in jail, they come in and they say, oh, you don't need to see the judge. There was a mistake.
Wow.
I said,
grievous error.
I was just angry. I didn't get any sleep. It was horrible conditions to be in. And I thought, how can this happen? This shouldn't happen to anyone.
She actually almost kind of looks like your wife, Steve.
Walker says her goal is to get back to a, quote, normal life and hopes that talking to us helps her do that. She claims she and her husband made a plea deal on the bestiality charges just simply to make them go away. She now hopes to do the same with this latest run-in. We talked with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office as well, and representatives tell us that they are looking into her concerns.
I didn't hear that wrong. She said bestiality, right?
Yeah.
I was waiting for that part. Like, what the fuck? What does she suck?
I don't know. I really wish they would have got into the
what she banged.
Yeah, what and she did.
The written story doesn't explain that. I see the title says DUI,
but it said bestiality.
She clearly said bestiality.
Yeah, there was definitely.
It says back in February, Walker, her husband, and another man were arrested for using Craigslist.com to find a dog to use in a sex act. We did that story.
Oh,
yes.
We did.
Full circle.
And we looked at her picture and we're like, oh, she's pretty hot.
Dick.
For someone who was looking for a dog to fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, that's Steve's wife.
Yeah, you dick.
Well, I don't think she looked that good in the picture.
You dick.
Oh.
Pepperoni pizza?
What?
Sausage pizza?
Por qué?
I want pizza.
Pepperoni.
¿Dónde estás?
Do you like penicillin on your pizza?
A dog. Yeah. A dog to join in the sex act. Why would you go on Craigslist to look for that? Why would you just go adopt a dog?
Yeah, like the dog is going
to
answer.
Because not all dogs are into it, dude.
But all dogs go to heaven.
Well, all right. I have her mugshot here.
I want to see it.
I'm going to send it over to Matt.
How do you bring it up on Matt's computer anyway?
What? I'm just messaging it to him.
Are you for real?
I don't know how this shit works.
I don't know how this interwebs work.
Stevie, baby.
I remember this picture, yeah.
Yeah.
She was...
That's her... That was her mugshot.
Yeah. It's not up yet.
Mug like the rupia?
Ooh.
She looked better.
Why does she want a dog when she can have any one of us?
Wow.
She's into what she's into. Leave her alone.
Some people are like the fuck dogs.
Why are her eyes like the same color as her lips?
I would bang her.
Didn't she say she didn't sleep for like 10 hours?
Oh,
she was in there for 10 hours waiting.
Mm. She does look like
some bullshit.
It's funny.
She has the same nose and everything.
Yeah, she has the same nose, same hairstyle, but in the video, she even kind of sounded like her.
No, that's the only thing that's way off.
No, she did kind of sound like her. No.
You know what else was like her? The fact that she likes to fuck dogs.
Yeah.
Dick.
As long as it's...
You know, we've been making a lot of Ninja Turtle references lately. Must say, I watched the first two episodes of the
new
Ninja Turtles cartoon. And I like it.
Okay.
I like it. It's a little different.
You said it's more exaggerated.
Now is it
true? Well, the characters are more exaggerated.
Is it true that they're not mutants?
No, they are.
That they're from another planet.
No, that's Michael Bay. What happened in this one is the gentleman who is Splinter. I'm sure Matt knows his name. I can't remember.
Todd.
Hamata Yoshi.
Oh, Todd? Hamata Yoshi. Mm-hmm. He was coming out of a pet store.
Yeah.
Where he had bought four turtles.
I'm coming out of the pet store.
Okay.
And he came across.
What's up? Oh, coming out of the pet store. I put feet in it.
Why will no adopt turtles?
And he came across these men who looked strange. I think he bumped into them.
You treated me jitter.
And they
oh, kinda, what's where you're going? Oh, you watch it. You be careful with turtles.
Tulters.
So when he bumped
basically, he bumped in these guys and they're like, watch the fuck out. But they're like very robotic.
Watch the fuck out.
Wait, who said watch the fuck out?
The guys, they're like, you should not be in this place. This place that you're in, you should not be.
You should not be here.
So he followed them because he thought they were suspicious. Because, you know, he's a ninja and everything. And basically,
practices the art of invisibility.
My ninja's instincts said to follow him.
Yeah, they gave him a bunch of shit. I think they beat him up and he ended up falling in the ground with this canister of goo that they had with them.
They're kind of like swirling around some concepts.
Kind of, yeah. So the turtles turned.
Bringing it all together.
Because the turtles were last with him, so they turned into human turtles.
Yes.
Pizza. He was last with a rat on the ground, so he turned into a rat. Okay. So they went to the sewer. There you go. But now, these things that we're talking with, these computers, these big guys, all have individual Krangs in their stomachs. Mm. So there are multiple Krangs.
I've heard of this.
This
is part of...
each one has an individual brain that looks like Krang, but it doesn't talk. It just, like, screams.
Yeah. it's, like, not really Krang. It's based on Krang, but it's, like, not really Krang.
I think they even call them Krangs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's it. But the animation is good. The story's good. April O'Neil is a tween, though.
Hot.
We're brains inside this body. Ah.
She's not a busty redhead.
No,
give
she's
me some brains, bitch.
She's a little kid. Her father's a scientist, and her father was abducted by these people because they're looking for scientists.
Is she a reporter?
Oh, my daddy?
No,
she was a scientist?
She's like 12.
Yeah. Did she work at a pet store?
I don't know.
With Baxter Stockman?
Well,
no, because that's what it was in the original comic book.
Does she have Stockman? Pubic hair?
Wow.
I didn't check. Didn't get too close.
Baxter Stockman, Kevin.
Back Stockman.
And he's black, I believe. Baxter.
Back Stockman.
Back Stockman.
Do you remember
where they got him from?
Do you remember Baxter Stockman? Yeah. Does that name like ring a bell?
Yeah, that was the guy who used to work at Target with me.
No, like legit. Like if I say Baxter Stockman, what image comes in your head legit?
I remember being 7 1/2.
Okay.
And there was a gentleman with his penis coming out.
Okay.
All saying,
right. Okay.
What?
So basically, you don't know what Baxter Stockman is.
He says, if you tell anybody, I'll kill your family.
Baxter Stockman, Kev, was a giant scientist fly.
Well, okay, so this is him as a human, Kev.
And that's Baxter.
His little mouser.
And then now here comes Stockman.
And then, and here comes Stockman. This is basically
I do recall.
Yeah.
So it's basically Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but with a fly.
I might still have the action figure.
Yeah, the fly with a fly.
There's the action figure that I used to have.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I had the action figure. He's also the first...
And those
boss in the game, right?
Those wings went missing with the first week that I owned it.
I gotta admit, out of all the villains in Ninja Turtles, Baxter Stockman is my favorite.
You're weird.
You're weird and gay.
There he is.
Is he black there?
Yeah. A Negro.
Why did he turn black?
I think he was originally black in
like
the
who
comic
burnt
book.
That motherfucker?
And it was all because of this awful Negro.
Yes.
Well, I am going to say that I surpassed Matt's 824 mark or whatever.
You have? It's 847? Are you rumbling?
I'm feeling it. Wow. I missed my medication, dude.
But I miss not having pizza in my belly right now.
Go get it.
It's
I'm not
right
going
upstairs.
Upstairs. There's a giant dog right there.
Falcor is over there.
Atreyu.
Give me some pizza.
I'll be right down.
That chef dragon.
That menacing beast is the only thing holding you back from pizza.
It does look like Falcor.
It does.
Right now it does.
She's cute. She is cute.
Yeah, she's
all right. Hey, by the way, have you moved out yet? Is that coming? Aren't you moving?
No.
Not, you're not moving?
No, I'm not moving.
Not at all? You're going to renew?
We renewed.
Cool. Oh, good.
Renew.
Renew.
So you don't have to worry about painting is basically my point.
Oh, no, no. You guys don't have to paint.
You guys.
No, I'm not doing it.
I ain't doing it. Fuck that. I ain't doing it.
I could just give you some blueberry schnapps or whatever and you'll
Derek,
do it.
Derek definitely. Derek definitely is a left wing. Fucking socialist, by the way.
For what?
Because he doesn't do anything labor intensive.
That just means I'm fucking lazy.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, lefty lazy. That's good.
All right. Lefty lazy, righty.
Whitey.
Speaking of which, Derek, did you watch the debates, by the way?
I did not.
Ooh, no, he didn't.
You just don't care? Or?
But I heard that Mitt Romney wants to shut down PBS.
Yeah, man.
The Big Bird, motherfucker.
Because we're borrowing money from China to keep it going.
As we should. Very important.
He
to
likes
our
Big Bird.
Children's.
I cannot stand the absolutely foul misinterpretation of language by liberals because when he said, I like Big Bird, they all started posting pictures of Big Bird on their page. Like, free Big Bird. Like, really? Grow the fuck up, people. Yeah. Grow up. You don't understand why he said it. So you're going to lash out at him because of it.
Are they borrowing money from China specifically to fund PBS?
I'm just saying.
No, but I'm just saying. Are they doing that? They're like, oh, PBS's bill is here.
The Chinese.
Let's hit up China.
No, what basically what...
The Chinese want it on the air.
If we have to, if we're going to pay for something like that, it is not important enough that we have to borrow money from China for
it. I'm sure they can cut something else other than children's programming.
You know
what? See, here's the thing, though. Nobody watches PBS.
Everybody watches.
You're kidding?
Your kids don't watch PBS. Everybody.
No, no, no. PBS, we watch PBS.
Yeah, exactly.
But my kids don't know PBS exists.
I'm going to look at PBS ratings right now.
Because Nickelodeon and every other Sprout and all that other bullshit.
That's true.
Has taken
PBS
over.
Has.
There are far more.
The Cat in the Hat knows a lot about that.
They
still have Sesame Street. So, and that means fucking Elmo, okay?
That's huge.
I know your kid likes fucking Elmo, so fuck you.
No, my kid likes Spiderman now.
Whatever, Spiderman. But he did like Elmo, because I think he even had like an Elmo cake or something.
Last year.
Yeah.
That's old news.
Whatever.
This year
That's
was,
old hat.
This year was Spiderman.
Sesame Street, go fuck yourself, okay?
Can I point out there are still places in this country that don't have fucking cable?
No, I understand that.
Like,
but people still don't, generally in a whole, don't watch PBS on a level that we did as kids.
There's a lot more programming on
there. There's a lot more.
And a lot less like, you know, okay, I mean, that's it. Now we're going to play
kids,
a classical
had,
music concert for 5 hours.
When we were kids, we had basic cable. And PBS was one of the ones we watched as kids. That's
Carmen
gone
San
now.
Diego.
It's gone.
Ghost Rider.
Well, there's Ghost Rider. But they get picked up by other networks. That's the thing.
If you go to pbskids.com, they have a lot of fucking shows.
Yeah.
They do.
They probably do.
And my kid loves them.
Arthur's still on there.
Arthur, yeah.
I will still tune into
Thomas.
Arthur from time to time.
That was, there was some black guy that put on Facebook or tweeted, how's a motherfucker going to watch Arthur?
Now, is Thomas PBS also?
Yeah. Thomas.
Is it really?
Yes.
Because Thomas is huge.
How's a motherfucker going to watch Arthur?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's like... Is PBS so important that, like, no, you can't do that. Can't do that.
Of all the things that you're...
School adventure.
Whoa.
Of all the things that you're going to fuck with, PBS should not be
he
one.
He used that as an example, but...
Well, he shouldn't have. It was ill-advised. Curious George.
Ill-advised.
Sesame Street. Sid the Science Kid. Electric Company. They're doing that again.
They'd all get picked up by other networks.
Word Girl, which is fucking hysterical, by the way. I love Word Girl.
Word Girl?
Is she hot?
Isn't that Russian chick on YouTube?
No.
There's some Russian girl who explains like etymology and stuff.
All right, so Derek, but here's the thing.
Really hot.
I'm not done.
Oh, no, but listen.
Clifford, the Big Red Dog. Caillou. Word World. Super Y. Cat in the Hat. Dinosaur Train.
Now
Arthur.
You're repeating yourself.
Martha
so
Speaks.
Here's the thing. If PBS were to get shut down because we didn't want China's money to fund it, it would immediately go to Sprout, Nickelodeon, Nick Jr., all those other bullshits.
Possibly.
No, it will.
Well, no. Most of that stuff would just get left.
And basically, all those shows you announced probably stopped making new ones in 92. And those are just all repeats.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
There is not new Sesame Street shows.
Absolutely there is.
It doesn't stop.
Absolutely there is.
No way.
Constantly.
Just like there's no new Simpsons shows either.
Now you're just being an ignoramus.
No, I'm being serious.
Pardon my language.
I'm being serious. When's the last time you think a new Sesame Street was made?
Probably within.
Because if I turn on PBS right now, I guarantee you it's aired from when I was a kid.
Probably within the last 6 months, a new Sesame Street has been recorded.
I don't believe it.
I have not watched PBS in a very, very long time.
You have no reason to.
No, you are part of the 97% that hasn't.
But I do know that they still make Sesame Street, and I do know that Katy Perry was on Sesame Street only like last year or the year before. And her fucking tits were too perfect to be on.
Can we please bring that video up? Please?
So Kev sounds like a Katy Perry fan.
No, I'm not.
You're Sesame Street
There are no redeeming qualities other than the fact that her tits were on Sesame Street.
Well, yeah. She's amazing.
Anyway.
She's amazing.
Yes, PBS has to stay. And I posted a video on my Facebook that nobody
watched. Hold on a second.
Of Fred Rogers. He was defending PBS to the U.S. Senate in 1969 because Nixon wanted to cut funding to PBS. Yeah. And he went there and he talked to this guy. And
Fred
Rogers talked to this senator just like he would talk to a kid. And the senator at the end said that he had goosebumps and he just won himself $20 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Basically.
I just read
about that too because I was trying to find out if Mr. Rogers really had a sleeve of tattoos under that sweater.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, PBS wouldn't go away. Private investors would get on that, and that's what he wants, and that's what it should be. I know it is public, you know, broadcasting
station
socialism, but
I love it. Little Nazi big birds.
There's a reason why it's public broadcasting.
Yes, yes. That much I understand, but I do also understand that we got a lot of fucking debt right now.
Yeah, we do, but let's leave PBS out of it. I'm sure there's a lot of bullshit.
So basically, it's safe to say that Obama's won Derek's vote just based on PBS annihilation alone.
Okay, here's
if I were registered, I would vote for him.
You're not registered?
Still not.
Wow. I registered actually like 2 years ago. Mm. I haven't gotten to vote for a president yet.
And people get mad at me when I say I'm not registered. It's okay. If I'm registered and I don't vote, that's fine. But if I'm not registered,
you're not registered? Death.
Seriously. Like, people are like, fuck you. I'm like, what?
It's fucking gay. And it's the same people that were, if you were registered and said you were voting for one or the other, they'd be like, fuck you for that.
Exactly. What do you got, Metapedia?
Forbes says that almost 60% of funding for public television comes from private donors or grants.
Yeah. That's the fucking telethons and bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bullshit.
And bullshit like that.
Fuck Steve Styroid.
I remember as a kid, at the end of every show, it'd be like, if you want to keep PBS on TV, donate to...
And they would have the telethons where they give you like a tote bag and some bullshit.
$300 million. $300 million.
That's a lot of money. I could use that.
Uh-huh. And kids programming aside, when they run like the documentaries and concerts and shit like that, they end up selling that shit for money anyway.
They have to. Yeah. You know how much it costs to keep a television station on the air?
Like $6 or $7, I guess.
So Derek,
bit more than that.
So Derek, you work in the private sector, you would vote for Obama, huh?
What do you mean I work in the private sector?
He doesn't work for the state.
No, I don't.
Neither
do... Well, you do.
He does.
Yeah, by the way...
It's funny because I do work for the public sector, yet I guess I'm a Republican.
There were several bottles out in the fridge in the garage that I thought were some sort of fancy microbrew until I actually read the label. And they had three very distinct letters on them.
XXX?
What?
Poison?
I.
I.
Oh, yes.
Wait,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, no, you don't want to drink them.
But wait, wait, what?
No, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But basically, Mitt Romney's point of saying that was to...
No, you don't want to drink that.
Was to let the real fiscal conservatives know that he is serious as shit about cutting. And that's why he said that. Now, I'm reading in here, it says that...
So he's like, I'll fucking take Big Bird down. I don't give a shit. That's how serious
I'm
I am.
I'm going to cut off his neck and eat him.
Big Bird better watch the fuck out.
Thanksgiving's coming.
2015, they have, 2015, they have budgeted $445 million for the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. And that's less than 1% of the budget. Way less. It's about 1/100th of 1% of the whole budget for everything.
The whole budget.
So, if you can find... 100 examples of this in the country, then you're talking 1%. 1% of our budget is huge in terms of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of to be said about if we don't cut PBS, then you got to say other people are going to be like, we can't cut us either because... And
I'm sure there's plenty.
Let's start
people.
With this. There is. How heavily overpaid are government officials to begin with?
Hello.
Well, he already said that he's going to slash the shit out of that.
Good. Start there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then go to exactly. And then go to Big Bird
but
if
I
you need more money.
But I bet you it doesn't add up to as much as Corporation for Public Broadcasting gets.
I think somebody said the money that they give to PBS equals like 0.00075% of like the budget or whatever. The
That's what you said. Yeah, 1/100th of a percent.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Obviously, they need the money. Otherwise, they wouldn't be taking it.
There's probably other things.
They're putting
that they
it
do.
To use. Leave them alone.
There's probably other things that they do that he doesn't like.
Well, fucking let him do it. It's PBS. It's fucking Bob Ross. It's. Mr. Rogers, Sesame Street, yeah. Leave him the fuck alone.
And here it says, so we'll...
You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit in the wind. You don't fuck with Big Bird.
Spit in the wind. All right, so basically in the end here. So will it kill Big Bird? He might need smaller digs, but chances are cuts to PBS won't kill off Sesame Street and other major programming.
No, it won't, but why fuck with it?
What will happen realistically is that public television stations would have to find alternative sources for funding. Well,
yeah, they'll have to run commercials all the time.
Well, we would paint a little
like
tree right here, but they cut our budget.
Yeah.
So
we're going to put a little white cloud here. Oh, wait, no, I can't because I have no titanium white paint. White paint. White.
White.
So on this week, we're just going to have this blank canvas because they severely cut our budget. And
I'll tell you one thing. LeVar Burton was fucking pissed.
Yes,
he was pissed.
Yes.
LeVar Burton. Yes. Fuck him for that.
I like LeVar Burton.
Weird fucking Cyclops Negro.
Cyclops.
How many times in his life do you think LeVar Burton has wished somebody's come up to him and, you know what, I loved you on Reading Rainbow rather than like...
By the way, Reading Rainbow is... the intro
you
know, is fantastic.
Did you guys ever
Star
see
Trek.
Him on Community?
Did you guys ever hear the DMX remix version?
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one before.
I heard that on The Aristocrats.
Maybe you should play that. It's pretty funny.
He was on Community and because he was invited somewhere, so he showed up. And the black character on the show, I can't remember his name, Danny Glover, but I don't remember his name on the show. He was freaking out that he was there. And then at the end, they're like eating
dinner. I think it was Slave Whipped Negro.
Well, at the end, dude. He was just like staring at him with his eyes open because he couldn't believe he was there. So then he started singing Reading Rainbow to him, and he freaked out and ran away. And then he reached over to the guy's plate and took his food and went, more fecunda.
More fecunda. Wow. I love it.
I do want to say that PBS has a couple of remix songs on their website. There's one of Bob Ross. There's one of...
you found more stuff?
Well, no, there's one of Mr. Rogers and one of... who's the cook? The cook. Hello!
Cunt McGill.
Oh, Jan can cook.
No. The lady.
Rachel Ray.
Shit dick ass
no.
for.
No.
Come on, man.
Julia Child.
Julia Child.
Oh, okay.
So they made this beautiful song out of...
Julia Child, by the way,
Derek
taller than any
beautiful.
Person in this room.
Yes. She was a spy.
Hello, I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you.
To death.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes.
Back into life.
If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation for you to drag out your oil paints and paint along with us each week.
Yeah,
let's go
paints.
Up to the canvas here and let's get started.
In heaven.
I believe, every day's a good day to paint.
Yes, it is. They auto-tuned parts from his show and turned it into a song. I watched this and almost cried.
Auto-tuned.
Yeah.
They garbled.
Almost cried.
It did.
Derek, you're turning gay.
And I'm going to tell you, turning I watched gay. The Mr. Rogers one and I did cry. So fuck you.
You legit cried?
So fuck you.
I did.
Wait, like whimpered or like just tears?
Like I was tearing up. I was like, oh my God.
What? Why?
It's a Mr. Rogers song where he's talking about building a garden in your mind of imagination.
Sure.
And they did it like this. So they're taking like his voice and there's a video that goes along with it. And it was just really nice.
Listen,
I got choked up and I was tearing.
Take it back to the hook.
Okay, let me say that. I'm embarrassed to say that I cried during Armageddon.
Wow.
Okay.
Never saw it.
Okay. You saw it finally?
No, never saw it.
Okay. I teared up during that. But and I thought I was gay for
catchy,
that.
Catchy, right?
I thought I was gay for that. You teared up during this and Mr. Rogers?
I didn't tear up during this. I almost did. I did tear up during Mr. Rogers.
That is gay.
I could hear this playing on XMU on satellite radio.
Or XM Chill.
Yeah.
The layer after layer after layer. Let's go layer.
Happy little beautiful trees. Let's go some happy little trees.
It's like a 3.5 minute song.
It's cute. That's
I'm not even going to put the Mr. Rogers one.
He's dead, though, right?
Cry.
Bob Ross?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bob Ross is very dead.
He's history.
Did he die when we were in high school still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
90s.
Time ago.
And we're going to draw a little grassy plot, and then we're going to dig it up.
And he would just get like, he just has like a piece of metal. He's like, oh, we're going to make a waterfall. And there it is. A fucking waterfall. And she's like, God damn it.
It would, yeah. It would be like literally like one stroke. But oh, there it is.
Up, see you later, Matt.
Matt, you are humongous.
I read a thing one time about Bob Ross.
Matt, can you hear me?
And it was, and they said that it ruined the art market because it made it so that anybody who could make a half-ass like painting like that, just follow his show, would think that they had art, but they couldn't sell it because everybody could do it.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
It was like paint by numbers without numbers.
Yeah.
Ew, let's listen to Mastery.
What are some things that you cry at? I cry at a lot now. I found that since I've become a father, I cry at everything.
There was something recently that I kind of got teary at, but I hit it. What was it? Oh, it was Sons of Anarchy. Yeah.
I just cried when my childhood dog got put down.
That would make you cry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I saw your posts.
And I made the very stupid decision of staying in the vet office.
You watched it?
Yeah.
Oh, you idiot.
And I held onto her little paw. And,
I
looked her in the eyes and just watched it all go away.
No!
And I'm like, oh, look, this is the worst moment of my life.
Why did I do that?
Because the vet's like, well, you can stay here if you want. And all my sisters ran out. And I'm like,
or you could leave like an asshole.
Well, it was my three sisters and my brother. And I'm like, I can't just leave the dog here alone.
I actually used to work for animal control and had to bring stray cats and stuff to the vet.
To be killed?
Yeah, I would watch them get the injection, and that's brutal.
I had to bring stray cats to Tai Hing and watch them.
You need a legit restaurant.
Well, I told the story about putting Roddy down, where we brought him to the vet. He woke up, he was scratching at my door.
This story.
I just hear that.
I've told people this story.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I go over, and I see him, and he's just like, his legs won't support him. His stomach blew up about four times the size it should be, and there was just poop coming out of his butt. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? So I pick him up, and he's like huge. And he was thin. You remember, Steve.
I love Roddy.
Like, you could see his backbone. Like, you could touch it, and his stomach just blew up. And I brought him outside, and he was, like, trying to poop, and he couldn't. He kept falling down. So I just took a blanket, wrapped him up. Me and my father took him to the vet, and they're just like, you know, they look at him. And we knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But he looked at him.
He's like, it's going to be, like, you know, $200 for an x-ray.
And that's $1,200.
Yeah, it's going to be a couple hundred dollars just to keep him overnight. It's gonna be this, and we can't even guarantee that we could fix whatever's wrong with him.
Yeah.
So, and my father was just like, well, what's the other alternative? They said, well, you know, you can have him put down. And he's like, that's like $200 or something. And they were like, do you want the ashes or do you want to just do a mass burial? And we're just like, well, we'll just do the mass burial. It doesn't really matter. And
how much are the ashes?
Yeah.
$50.
Mass burial. Oh, it's like another couple hundred dollars.
No, it's like $250 to get
to
the
keep
ashes.
Them, yeah, to get them back. Yeah. So we were just like, well, whatever. Yeah, he lived a good life. Just put him down. So he's like, all right, I'll give you some time to, you know, say goodbye, whatever.
Yeah.
My money is falling out of my pocket.
Money.
I've been noticing it just more and more throughout the show. It's
and so the doctor leaves, and, you know, I give him a little hug and a kiss. And, you know, my father's like, oh, he's a good dog, you know. So we leave. I say goodbye. And my father's paying. And then the doctor walks out to give the nurse something, like a chart. And he's got my dog, like, under his arm. So here I am thinking, like, I just saw my dog for the last time. Mm-hmm. I had a nice little moment with him, whatever. And here comes the doctor, like, oh, don't forget this. And he's got my dog, like, slung under his arm like a piece of luggage.
Dead, right?
And walks him away. No, not dead. Not dead. He's still alive. This is, like, minutes after. You know, I'm just like, oh, I just saw my dog for the last time. Nope, there he is. And there he goes.
When you first told this story years and years ago, you said, here he comes with my dumb dog.
Because he was just, the poor dog, he had no idea what was going on.
Which facility was
this? I don't think Kev realized it too, that your dog was blind. I don't know if he remembers that fact.
Yeah, he was blind, but he knew enough to go up the stairs and scratch at my door because he knew something was wrong.
Yeah. When you had the house plotted
out. I think he could see, like, shades and shit.
Yeah, he could see, like, light.
Because he would stare at the door for me.
See, my family dog, my sisters walked in on her, and she was kind of coughing and was having trouble walking. But they thought she was just a little sick, so they left her overnight, and then they come back the next day, and she just can't get up at all, and she's having trouble breathing, and so they bring her to the vet, and by the time I met them at the vet's office, they'd already got the x-ray, and the vet pointed out that one lung is visible, the other one isn't.
Oh.
And
collapsed?
Well, no. It was so filled with just crap.
That it wasn't transparent.
They're like, your dog clearly has pneumonia. Which doesn't happen to grown dogs.
Oh,
so they're like this. They're like, the only thing that I can tell you is that this was brought on by cancer, and it would be $450 just to get a specialist to come look at her.
Yeah.
So we decided that it'd be.
Well, how old was the dog?
She was 10.
Okay.
She's a Basset Hound.
Mm-hmm.
Roddy was about right. 14.
Yeah, Roddy was up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went. We decided it'd be better. To put her down.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Because I've seen dogs that went through cancer treatment and shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, ah. Oh,
come on. Yeah. You're buying them, what, another
I know.
Few
and they
months.
Don't know. They're just sitting there like, oh. You know, they're in pain. Like, just fucking let them die. Yeah.
And then it kind of set into me. Like, this dog had been around cigarette smoke its entire life.
Yeah.
And so, 10's pretty young. I don't know about the lifespan of a Basset Hound.
A Basset Hound, like 10 is usually.
It's pretty much about it. It's about a 70-ish. Yeah. 70 to 80.
Dog years?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, like,
it
like destroyed my little sisters because it was just it was just a year before that my dad died of lung cancer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus.
And then this is like the last remnant of childhood. This was like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Like within, 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, George Carlin said, when you buy a dog, you're pretty much purchasing a small tragedy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what it is. Yeah. We got a hamster for some reason.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And they live like 2 years, so I can't wait for that conversation. Where's hamster?
Gone.
Really, two years? You have a hamster now. You're
really? Yeah,
every hamster
has been
my family.
He went off to school.
Yeah.
He'll every be back one day, and he's going to look different.
Yeah.
Every hamster's been my family hasn't lasted more than like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
We had two hamsters, me and my sister. had a hamster each. Mine turned out to be the female.
Mm.
We knew this because they made it, and mine killed my sister's.
Yeah.
And then we had this whole big like hamster maze, and it went up in this one little box, and it just sat there for days, had babies, and night after night, one at a time, ate every single one of the babies.
Yeah. Ew!
And then it got out and ran away.
Because they were hamsters.
Because it was constantly watching Derek eat burgers.
Yeah.
Wow. These look like burgers.
when my parents split up, and my dad left. He moved in with his chick. My mom had to move to Kentucky.
No offense, but I got a shit.
Oh, here it is.
My mom had to move to Kentucky with her mom. So we were in the process of moving out of our house and moving into my dad's house. And my brother and I were the only ones left in our house. Mm-hmm. So my sister's already moved in, and we were in the process of still packing everything up. What we didn't know was that my sister's left their hamster behind and left the air conditioning on in their room.
Oh, no.
And the hamster pretty much, like, just died from being in front of the air conditioner too long.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my stupid, like, you know, I'm like 14, 15 at the time, and I'm like, oh my God, let's warm it up. And like, me and my brother are holding it in a washcloth, and I'm trying to do like chest compressions on a hamster.
Oh, shit.
You just use your
I legit got it breathing again for like a minute.
Then it re-died. Ridiculous.
Yes.
It died and then re-died.
I swear.
I actually got birds from a high school senior prank. They were releasing parakeets in the building.
Really?
So I got birds that hadn't gotten released yet that were in a locker.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I named them Chirp and Dirt McGirt.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yes. And they died like 4 days later because of the air conditioning in my house.
I just want to show everybody what it looks like when Derek takes a shit. He's not there.
Derek is a hideous abomination when it comes to pooing.
He does, yeah. Yeah, he does. That's what he does.
What time is it? What's the actual time?
The actual time is 9:12.
Wow.
All right, so I guess we should probably wrap,
just
right?
Just about. Yeah, yeah. For Derek to get back.
We didn't even take a break today.
What does the ending song sound like? All right, thank you, guys. Just, you know, CWERadio.com is where you hear the show.
Where's the chat room, by the way, Matt?
Make sure
you
go
have
to aristocratsradio.com. That's where you can get all the links.
I actually have a story about animals being put down.
You know, the longest pet I've ever had is actually the most recent. I still have a fish that I've had for like a year now.
Wow.
That was about it.
Wow. my grandmother had a collie for like 12
the
years.
The one she stole?
What?
was it like a cauliflower or something?
Yeah, it was like a cauliflower. Yeah, so like maybe 12 or 13 years about.
Which dog was that?
Holly. Okay. Holly the collie.
That's right, Holly. Yeah, see, I always get confused Holly with the dog that Steve brainbustered.
No, that's his dog.
Okay, yeah. Brianna. Big difference.
Yeah.
Heard that story.
Yeah. Barr!
Why would he
brainbuster his dog?
Because he couldn't brainbuster.
Like I walked, he didn't know I was there. His brother let me in the house, and I walked in the room as he has it in delayed suplex. Yeah, and his paws even hit the ceiling.
Wow,
that's how bad he is.
So Holly the collie.
Yeah, Holly the collie. You know, she was getting up there in age. 13 is very old for a collie. And my grandmother was saying, you know, my grandmother actually
How long ago is this story?
This was 2005.
Okay.
You know, my grandmother, when maybe about a year or two before she died, she started having problems, you know, with incontinence or whatever it's called. And my grandmother got her, like, Depends. So, Derek is back. I was showing people what it looks like when Derek shits, and I had the camera where you were. Oh. So, anyway. My grandmother's dog was not doing well.
Oh, we're still talking about dead animals.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, I'm trying to get off it, but
the dog was like wearing like Depends.
Oh.
And you know, my grandmother was still traveling all over, you know, doing the markets and stuff, going out to like Mississippi and Texas and bringing the dogs, you know. She had two at the time. And
Two at a time.
So then, you know, I knew the dog was basically getting ready to go because she wasn't eating anymore. And, you know, she was just kind of laying down. And my grandmother just refused to bring her to the vet, put her down. She just didn't want to do it. And, you know, she called me up at like 4 in the morning. And my grandfather was actually having heart surgery, so he wasn't home. And I went over there and I was like, Graham, it's time to bring her. You know, she's not responsive. She's just laying there. She's still alive and breathing and stuff. But she just wouldn't let go. So we brought her to the vet that morning, I think. But I started digging because we bury our animals in our yard.
What?
You're not supposed to do that. But so I started digging. It was like raining. And I was like, well, the ground's going to be soft, so this will be a little easier.
Because Matt don't like labor.
Yeah. So I started
digging. It's raining one day. You're like, that's it. Dead dog's dead.
Give me a shovel. It's raining today.
Yeah, it's raining. Good day for a dead dog.
Finally dead rain.
Dog. It's a nice day for a dog
dead
dying.
Oh. I like that puppy. Okay.
We brought it to the vet, and you know, we were basically told him, we're like, we know, you know, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, here
so
he is.
Let's.
Well, he's dead.
You know, let's get down to it. And they let us. They let us keep her. They put them in like a blue plastic bag.
A blue what?
It's like a very thick, like thick garbage bag kind of thing, and it seals up. Hmm. And then they give you your animal back.
Wow.
Jesus. Upon
and
your
you just
request,
throw it over your shoulder and bring it home.
Literally.
Yeah.
I
got this satchel full of dead dog.
So yeah, we actually both stayed in the room with her and like held her while they did the. While they put her down, yeah. And then we did that again with a cat, mama cat, which Steve and Derek both know, and I buried them together.
You know, the crazy thing about that is when I worked for Animal Control and I brought these cats to death, how quickly they're dead.
Oh, they're gone instantly.
Oh, yeah, because they directly shoot it into their heart.
Oh, yeah. No, they're done.
Done.
Yeah.
No, mine, it was an injection in the foot.
Oh, really? In the foot?
Yeah. Yeah, and like the between, like, I guess the dog knee, whatever it is,
the
back leg and the foot, they shaved a little spot and they shot it in. And
did they sterilize it first?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have to in case it doesn't work.
And the vet explained exactly what was going to happen. They're like, you're going to see her fight a little bit, and then she's going to get really calm, and then you're going to see one last breath come out, but don't worry, she's already dead.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, cool.
It's just the lungs collapse.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. You gotta know that. You gotta just, they have to let you know that
so
one
you're
second.
Like, breathe in, breathe in.
Well, I guess because I was bringing strays to die,
yeah,
it was directly in their heart. It would just go, and they would just be like,
I'm
done.
Sure that's probably what they do if you're not there.
Probably.
Yeah. They're like, do you want to watch? They're like, yeah. I'm like, fuck.
Do you want to watch the animal die?
We gotta do the foot. Damn it.
If not, they probably just throw it against a wall. And
they just bash its skull into the fucking gurney and then throw it in a microwave.
Well, they probably just chop its head off.
The whole experience.
And put an M80 in its ass.
The whole experience helped me to appreciate the dog I have.
Mm.
That is until she ate the remote to the TV.
And then you're like, you're going down with this Fluffy or whatever.
Get me the razor.
She ate our TV remote, and then I ordered a replacement, and within 2 days, she ate that one, too.
You should have a picture of your old dog and say, like, remember him? You see him? You remember him?
You guys
want to see him again?
You guys hung out.
That's where you're headed, Lucy.
It's not over for you.
That's where you're headed.
I had a hermit crab that I had to put to sleep on.
A hermit crab.
Did you?
How do they put the step on it?
Yeah. What do they do? Throw it in the garbage?
They just shave.
Well, this is done. Flush.
They just shave a little piece of its claw.
Clip a little the claw. Piece of shell out.
I used to feed my hermit crab.
They just
crab
flick
Cheerios.
It really hard and it's dead.
Dead animal.
I think my hermit crab actually died of like mold.
Mold. Clean your fucking house.
No, it was a tank itself, but like, I don't know, it was weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I had a turtle that had some kind of weird eye infection.
A turtle.
Days after I got it. My cousin still has it, has hers. We both got one. This was like 20 years ago.
Still has.
And she still has a turtle from 20 years ago?
Yup. Mine died in like 3 days. Yep.
Don't turtles have a really...
I want to see this thing.
Don't turtles have a really long life?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, the turtle's probably going to outlive Melissa.
Probably. I don't know who's going to take care of it.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
That's crazy. Like, legit.
Yes.
Wow.
100%.
Yeah. Still eats and everything.
My cousin once went. We went around squashing frogs with sledgehammers.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. I feel gross about that
frog
to this day.
Frog baseball.
Yeah, like the frog would be on the ground and we just sledgehammer it. It was
so gross.
Did
you say something before you did it?
I would scream like because of I needed the strength because I was only like, you know, 11.
You would yell, Thunderstrike.
Oh, by the way, I saw Avengers.
Thunderstrike.
Did you ever see that? Have you seen it yet?
Yes.
It was actually really good.
It was.
I like the new Hulk.
Yeah.
And I also actually, I think you actually said a few shows ago that you actually got into Thor because of this.
Yeah, I had no interest in Thor.
I had no interest in Thor, and now I do.
Or Captain America.
Yeah. Captain he was America's adopted?
Kind of guy still.
Captain America movie was good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Captain America movie.
It was very good.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite parts of the movie is when Hulk and him were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Hulk went to grab his hammer and couldn't lift it.
He couldn't pick it up.
Yeah.
And his feet were actually digging into the ground before he can pick it up.
Yeah. Yep. And
he was actually pushing his own weight into the ground.
Yeah. And then the other part is when the god was like, stop, enough. I don't want to be bullied or whatever. And then Hulk just smashed him around by his feet.
Oh, and he flips him around.
And he's just like,
That was really good.
He's just like puny demigod.
Yeah.
That's fucking good.
Good movie.
It was. I was actually surprised how good
it
was.
For as much shit that was going on in that movie, they put it together very well.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because there was a couple parts where I'm like, all right, now wait a minute.
Now, is it just me or did they make like Iron Man like the most superior superhero?
Oh, yeah, because he was just a badass.
Yeah, he is a badass. Those movies,
I haven't seen the Iron Man movies yet.
Love
is it just as good as he was in the Avengers movie?
Very good.
Like, he was a badass?
Yeah, I like both of them. People say the second one they didn't like.
I've only ever heard good things about both of them.
I've never seen it, but I want to now.
Yeah.
I like the arrogance. You know?
Oh, yeah. He is a little more over the top in the movies than he is in the comic books, but it's pretty much...
Because he says to everybody that he's Iron Man. I think in the comics, he's trying to keep his secret identity. He's Iron Man is supposed to be his bodyguard, but they have it in the movie where he does a press release where he's about to say that he's not Iron Man.
Yeah.
And he just goes, screw it, I'm Iron Man. And then, like, in the second movie, he has his expo, the Stark Expo or whatever, and he comes down from the, in the Iron Man suit, and as he's walking out, like, the Iron Man suit's coming off of him and stuff, and he's got a suit underneath and shit. It was really cool. You should watch it.
Awesome. Nice.
I liked it. I really enjoyed it.
Nice.
Now, aren't they making another one?
Yeah.
With Spider-Man?
I don't know about Spider-Man.
Shouldn't Spider-Man be in it?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't think he wasn't in the Avengers.
No, here's the thing. There are issues right now with the rights. I don't think Spider-Man is, but X-Men still falls under Fox.
Oh, wait, time out. Real quick. Wasn't Hawkeye a G.I. Joe or something?
There might have been a G.I. Joe named Hawkeye, but...
But where did this Hawkeye come from in the Avengers?
He's a character. He's been around.
Yeah,
no, I know that, but I could have swore Hawkeye was a G.I. Joe, and that's where they got him from.
No.
And... Now, she was an X-Men, his partner?
No.
The chick, Black Widow, did they make her for this, or was she...
No, she was around.
She was...
Yeah, she was around. I could have swore they made her seem to be like she was an X-Men character.
No.
She looked like it, the way her...
Well, she had her belt and shit.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. I really didn't, like, look too far into it, like you guys are questioning too, but, like, I could have swore they made it seem like she was an X-Men character.
No. She has, like... weird abilities, but it's funny because the abilities are never really like tangible in it.
Yeah. It's like just she has a lot of weird conversational abilities. Mm-hmm. Like she can get information out of people.
Yeah.
Like it, I don't know, she's
really it's like a form of telepathy or something. But but anyway, what I was saying is that the X-Men stuff, like right now, Disney owns Marvel, and all these movies that are coming out now, all the newer ones are all Disney movies technically. But the X-Men stuff is still owned by
Fox,
so there's, like, issues with that. So I don't know what other characters are. I think Spider-Man should be in the Disney one, but they're just waiting and waiting for, the thing to run out.
Yeah, just waiting for it to get them all in one flick, which they have been.
And whatever happened with the Justice League movie?
Never even heard of a Justice League movie.
I thought they were in the process of making a Justice League.
Who cares?
Not I heard. All I know is Christian Bale is not doing any more Batman.
No.
It's official?
He said no more.
That's gay.
I'm done.
If you were an actor and you had the ability to just have constant income, why wouldn't you do it?
I'm sure it's a pain in the ass to make those movies.
Oh, whatever.
Come on. This is what he does for a living. He's an actor.
You got to love what you do.
Yeah.
Well, he does. To stay in shape, number one.
Well, he's going to do that regardless.
I couldn't believe he did The Machinist, where he was, what, like 92 pounds or
something? Yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
And then he went up to do Batman Begins, and he went up to like 290 pounds of muscle.
What?
And then they told him he was too big, and he had to go back down and slim down. He's going to die.
He's going to die. But the thing is, if you're an actor and you're promised umpteen $1 million per movie, wouldn't you not do it? Why would you say I had enough of this?
You're just like, I got enough money. Like, I just don't want to do it.
It's not that.
I don't see why you would do that.
They start to become
because he's
going to
lose relevance in the world of acting because he's not going to get any other jobs now.
Wow,
I'm sure he will.
I don't see it.
He was in Equilibrium, and that was awesome.
They're gonna keep throwing movies at him because he was Batman.
He's Batman,
and he's just gonna make a shitload of money off of it. And even if he dies out, he's just gonna be like, "Well, I made all this money."
He's Batman.
I got to shit again.
Wow, this is like disgusting. Don't ever eat.
Again. Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, it's 9:26.
Yeah, you should just hit the outro.
An hour. Okay.
Yeah,
he'll wrap it up. Anyway.
Yeah. Anybody ever see the movie Equilibrium?
No.
It's like Matrix meets 1984.
And so it means like Terminator 1.
Yeah, but way better. Yeah.
Is it bad?
No, it's actually really cool. Like, it's weird. The action is really awesome.
Okay.
The story kind of makes you scratch your head a few times.
Gotcha.
But overall, I give it, 3 stars.
3 out of 5. Only 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good action movie.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
I guess I'm the only one here. It's him and a black guy.
Oh.
And
Are you sure he's black?
It's one of those where he works in the system of stopping people from the, like, he's essentially the 19th Ward. They have the thought police.
And oh, okay. I gotcha.
He's one of those. And then his partner ends up getting real into reading and stuff, but then he has to dispatch his partner.
Wait, black guy reading, was it LeVar Burton?
No.
Oh.
No, 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 no. The black guy becomes Christian Bale's partner and then tries to kill Christian Bale.
So they were an interracial couple.
But Christian Bale ends up liberating all the people. Yeah, it's a good movie. I
suggest. Wait, this is about Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Christian Bale is Abraham Lincoln of the future, essentially.
Of the future.
Essentially.
Okay.
And, okay, why is that?
What? What happened?
Yeah.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Yeah. So.
Gotcha.
Matt, why don't you start that outro music? Okay.
Wow.
CWRadio.com. And, you know, Aristocrats Radio is where you can see all the links and stuff. I'm Derek. It's been great. Steve, help me out of here.
Oh, hey. This is the longest show ever.
I almost feel like Garth in Wayne's World when Wayne goes away.
And he's just like,
I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get home to more beer.
More beer.
More beer.
I can't wait to piss again.
Yeah.
You right there, Derek? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still going. We were doing the outro music.
Hit again. The button. Get me Pete.
Pete.
Hey, okay, a lightning round time.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It was a long show. Huh? Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If you download the show, thank you. But come on over on Sunday and watch and listen.
Over
get
here?
Get your Jesus in the morning. Get your Kratz at night.
Yeah. Sundays from 7 to 9 we do the show.
Sunday.
You can listen live. We got a chat room. We usually have the video up. Was the video up today, Matt?
Yeah, I was messing around quite a bit with it. Nice. I got it on lazy mode right now. I got three cameras on the screen there with the Aristocrats logo.
Ooh. Awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you very much, CWERadio.com.
We love you, Blue.
You're my boy, Blue. For helping us stream live and for supporting the show.
Did anybody chat during the show?
Yeah, I didn't even look at it.
No,
there's people chatting.
Oh. Whoops. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, what did Shapiro have to say?
Oh, a whole bunch of bullshit.
No one ever answered him.
I just signed into my phone. I forgot.
You know, my dog died. And
anyway, we'll see you guys next week. AristocratsRadio.com. Anything else?
Bye.
Corey, have a good
night. Bye.